Blog Talk Radio.
To reset and calibrate, to understand what it really takes to animate all of our cells that reach trillions that automate at will, with the power of the mind that penetrates the past, the present, the future, forever. Remember this moment, this moment.
Yeah, good morning, slept in, no alarming, life through the drapes and feeling balmy. Turn on the news and global warming. More like global warning. Took to the streets on foot, no vehicle. Started to notice the tiny miracles. Flowers are budding in patterns identical. Still the colors are so individual. Light, visceral, light, visual. Grand to minuscule, it's all cyclical. Break it down to the quantum realm. Ride the white blank heart at the helm. Stop me running for miles to restore this planet. Pull the force from Pacific to Atlantic. The more we're open, we learn. Back to the roots, to the trees and ferns. Creation by the gods from another dimension. Cosmic sensation since the dawn of a civilization. Yeah, wake up.
Yes, wake up for the gods of civilization. Oh man, we're about to get it on this morning. We told you each week we bring it on the heat. I tell you, so much information is going to and fro in the earth. And we be having a good time on the thread, on the live thread line. Y'all be putting it on the phones, man. Unbelievable information. And a good conversation. We're going to have one today because I got my man Sean Caddy coming on. And today's program. We told you, you don't really know what's going on. Every day is a new day for me to find out I've been lied to. I've been hoodwinked. And I've been bamboozled. Seems by now, that should be one of your major themes. Wake up, because start with yourself. Got to wake up in the morning. Means wake up the brain. We're going to do it today on the Helios Biblical Hour, the Book of the Sun. The talk with Facts Matters. We're about to get that down too, man. Thank you, brother. My cable brother up there, Lake Lad, Lake Wells. Hey, I love that magazine. I want you to know that. I know you're listening. And he do be putting on some deep information, but I just started to notice he was putting on the same thing we talked. I said, man, this is amazing. So we're going to get to that too as well. Is people listening to these podcasts? Because all of a sudden, lingo and new phrases is coming out of areas that came strictly out of some of y'all podcasts and y'all own mouth. So we're getting there. But Sean Caddy going to kick it off at the 11 o'clock hour. In today's program, we'll go quite well with it. It's called Amos 9:7. If you read that, it goes on to say that Israel would be like the children of the Ethiopians. Now, first of all, that scripture right there, hold on, let me get this out because I got to make sure I get all this in there. Because that's amazing in itself when you think about it. That's amazing in itself. And to say, you know, in the Bible, we're leaving out these serious scriptures. But it goes on to say, it's asking a question. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O ye Israel? Saith Lord Yah, have not I have brought you out of the land of Kemet? So the whole geographical location should not be in doubt to anybody. Now, if you go in a church still thinking that the seven churches all came out of Europe, you brainwash under the spell of white supremacy. And I don't mean that all white people are into this. It means that it is a cult. We proved it with facts and real facts of history that said perfectly that they designed it no more than 400 years ago. The same 400 years scriptures that y'all been using as your so-called meter to see if you be under the spell of Lord Yah. So if this is the case, that means you got to be brainwashed if you don't know the geographical location of these books, period. Ain't no brainwashing about it. It says clearly, that's why we had to do this first. So we want y'all to understand now, it's changed in different books. It don't even say Ethiopia in some of these books. But Sean Caddy going to come on 11 o'clock and he going to light it up. Because that brother been to Ethiopia and is of the royal line of Tejos. So we're going to get it on today with the so-called real news. We're going to fight the fake news. And it's also for those Bible scholars that's going to be going to church real soon. It also should be asked, could the preacher please tell you where the first Christian nation is located? If he can't do that, you need to walk the hell out of Bible study and take your tithe money and go shopping. Go buy your kids some clothes so they're making him look good. Or the first whore of Babylon look good. Yeah. We're going to talk real today. See, we're going back to the premise that this program was started on 8 years ago. Thus far. And the premise was we're going to bring you the facts that you can't talk about because you'd be called crazy at work or at home, wherever you live, wherever you do. So we bring it to you live and direct on the Helios because the light will shine. Now, we already know. Now, that scripture don't never get read in no church, especially in South Florida. I guarantee it. I'll do a survey today. Somebody will call me next week who went to church and say, that scripture ain't nowhere near the preacher's mouth because he can't explain that one because he's under a curriculum. And that curriculum must have him to remain dumb. Now, dumb dogs is in the Bible too, but I ain't going to go into that. I'm just going to go with how this unbelievable country is able to sustain itself. We're going to talk about what country, what in the whole continent of Africa ain't never been touched? Been in battles, got their ass whooped a few times, not enough to take it over. And then for those of you who love nature, I want you to know that movie coming out called Beast, y'all thought it was made up. It's a group of lions that was in the 80s and 90s that I seen it live. It was a pride of, they were brothers. They called them the Four Brothers. Man, these cats' territory was over 1,000 acres of land. that they control by eating everything from buffalo, because buffalo hardwood, what mortar buffaloes are strong. They say they want to strong. They was masterful until they got up in age and then they got taken out. And for those you think a dog year is seven, the lion was 15 years old and here was 90 years old. So go to show you, nature has a way of killing off that most strongest beast first, because we couldn't last if they last as long as we did. Oh, hell no. Not what they was doing. So the Lion King movie is based off this other movie, this real life movie, took place on the nature reserve in, I think it was Botswana, one of these countries that have a huge natural reserve of all the animals. But guess what? Ethiopia has some of the most ancient of animals that's on the planet Earth, that area, Madagascar as well. But we're just going to call it today so we can get a clarity coming up. And for all you Bible thumpers out there, that segment you better get ready for. That's all I'm going to tell you. That segment you better be at 11 o'clock. You better get ready. It's going to get even super hot, like a supernova cane. Now, well, we're going to get to the real news today. No one's talking about it, but it's going to be talked about on the Helios, because all things must be brought to light. 74 million people right now are without jobs because they was fired, everybody, because they refused to take the vaccine. So y'all forgot all about that. See, you got short-term amnesia. You're so busy on Facebook, who just now being sued for making kids have an algorithm that makes them want to kill themselves. But y'all still on Facebook, all you super Gnosticists. Oh, Gnosticists, not Gnosticists. Gnosticists, which one are they? The Gnostics or the Gnostics? Which one are they? Okay, now. So while Facebook is being sued for making your kids follow an algorithm, right now 74 million people are without jobs. Now you wonder why there ain't no job, because they don't laid off so many people. Now these people are fighting for their livelihood because they got turned around in the first year of the so-called pandemic. The pandemic was planned out, obviously, because they knew about it years in advance. We just played the tape last week where they said, we got to beef it up. We got to make it look sexy. I'll be playing for that so y'all can get their minds ready for when Ethiopia come out. Ooh, you're going to be realizing we might be blaming the wrong. I don't think y'all know who y'all blaming, but y'all keep on blaming who you want. Now, the story goes on that y'all watch these people lose their jobs and stood up. Now that you now see, if those of you who are fearful, they took some of these people to court and they won their court cases. Y'all on the live feed from a reality that we have on our phones has said that a couple of weeks ago. No news coverage. Because it's called alternative news. You must go outside the realm of reality. So y'all so used to the ABC, NBC, CNN, Fox, and all that shit, and you may not get all you need. Also, their reports. Because y'all forgot that New York had said it was going to have a nuclear get down. You know, they do a nuclear. We might have a nuclear attack. So you just jump in your basement, you know, like that really going to work. You know, you got to be dumb to think that would work. Think about that one. Think about that one. You got to be crazy if you think just running into your basement on a nuclear attack gonna protect you. That's some Leave It to Beaver era information they gave you. But you're gonna, you know, run with it anyway. Okay, get ready. Now, the report came out. I can't substantiate it. I'm just saying that this is supposed to be some activational guard duty in different parts of New York State based on whatever they feel could be based on. If these things come to fruition, that means that all they've been talking about is basically a retaliational program being placed upon America. We just seen Salman Rushdie just get stabbed in front of everybody. Now, you got to be stupid if you think criminal element ain't in the caravans that came over to America. It's gotten to the point that certain states now have gotten to the chess game. What a chess game. Sending them suckers straight into New York State and Washington, D.C. I say send them all into Washington, D.C. and let them black folks vote them out. Let's see how that works, black folks. Can't wait to see that. Now you want the National Guard. Ain't that something? Don't that show how stupidity we they have made us look on TV? But you cool with that. I know you are. You cool with that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You real cool with that. Now, I'm going to just say this to you. Now that you see that you have no idea what elements are coming in the country. None. At all. None at all. And then you want to not... You got the police thing all screwed up in your head. You know, oh, the police is this, the police is that. Sure they are, but the police are you. They are microcosmic of you. Now, white folks could easily be said, yeah, y'all was rogue like big dogs back in the day. But just back in the day, the Irish cop is not no fucking phenomenal cop. He is only practicing what he was taught over in Europe. Since y'all don't like to know the truth and you love shows that lie to you, only come on here if you are one who believe, not even believe, that's a bad word, ain't lie in the middle of believe, one that knows that facts matter.
Last night, as I was driving home from a friend's house, I was pulled over by a police officer and given a ticket. As I was sitting there, alone in my car, watching the officer walk back towards me with ticket in hand, I wondered to myself, what are police? When did the world see its first police force? Where did the term even come from? As I sat down with my evening pie upon returning home, I knew what I had to do. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this three-part series because we're about to find out exactly how police came to be. Oh, and yeah, real quick, I'm doing a survey, so if you consider yourself to be cool, then click the subscribe button so I can count you in on the results. Okay, cool, thanks. Run the intro.
You're watching History and Beyond. This video is part of a three-part series. Make sure to watch them in order, or it won't have the same effect and the content won't make any sense! Please enjoy.
Let's start in the year 3000 BC and go back to the old kingdom of ancient Egypt. The Egyptian Empire at this time had a sort of policing system and was divided up into 42 administrative jurisdictions. The pharaoh appointed an official for each of them who was responsible for justice and security. His assistant, known as a Sabhari Sikir, or chief of the hitters, would probably be the closest example to an ancient form of a chief of police, at least at this scale. These hitters were trained guards armed with a wooden staff, and they kept order in public places such as markets, temples, and parks. This early police force would actually use trained dogs and monkeys to apprehend criminals. A relief from a 5th Dynasty tomb depicts a police officer apprehending a thief in the marketplace with one of these monkeys. Now that is cool. In ancient Greece, the slaves were the police. Let me explain that a bit. In the city-states of Greece, policing duties were assigned to magistrates. Magistrates were divided up into four groups, each with different responsibilities. One took care of municipal upkeep and cleanliness, one kept order in the marketplace, one made sure measuring standards were being followed, and one dealt with courts, prisons, and criminal justice. In order to perform their duties, these magistrates relied heavily on the military. The problem with this is the fact that the military viewed itself as responsible for the security of the exterior of the state, since it is, well, the military. Therefore, they relied on 300 lightly armored Scythian slaves that were purchased by the city after the Greco-Polynesian Wars. Their duty was mostly maintaining peace and order in public places and during public gatherings. That's right, the slaves kept people in order. They rarely, however...
Okay, now, I'm just going to stop right there, because see, I'm only going to use these two places that the so-called conscious community got battling to prove that they are the same. They are transitional mindsets. Because they were initiated by who? Let's see if y'all gonna figure it out. I wish y'all wanna play. I wish y'all would gamble. Y'all scared of gambling and shit, and that came from Africa and all that. Yeah, it's just amazing what goes on today. Anyway, now that these two empires of the so-called conscious community got you fighting and find out, and then you go in deep and find out, hey, there's black people ruling and shit. There's all kind of black folks everywhere. The black Athena running around, all this shit. Y'all going, and you got these black gay men running around called the 300, and you're going to tell me they all white, right? That's what you're going to try to do today? Not on this program, because you don't have facts. You will be eaten up and burnt to a crisp. That's why it's called the Helios Didvios. There's no need to come on here any longer to lie. Don, you can go to all the shows. A whole bunch of them y'all listen to. Go on there and lie. But if these two factions that y'all been telling us for years, oh, the Greeks stole this, the Greeks stole that, get that bullshit out of here. Ain't no Greeks stole nothing. Ain't none of that shit was stolen. It's a transitional effect. You don't think Egypt kept ruling, and then you don't even want to go further. Abyssinia, Nubia. At least I got to see the shit for real, too. It damn sure didn't look like what y'all trying to portray. So we do got white supremacy to blame for the 400 years of a lie. But what about the other part? The police were slaves. Now, you're doing this. Nothing is new under the sun, under the heat. You are doing the slave. That's why you call it criminal justice, because the criminals were was your police. Ain't that what it just said? Oh. Excuse me, did I choke? That's what it just said. So all this time, y'all blaming the Irish and shit. Irish ain't got shit to do with this. Irish learned it from who it's been taught to them from. And we're going to get to that later at 11. At 11 o'clock, you know. Because I want to see how y'all going to squirm out of this shit. Because y'all snakes anyway. Now, let's even go further. I'm going to bring y'all in because it's going to be so hot by the time Sean Caddy come on here. We're going to have a blazing. Now, you want to talk about canines. They just told you where the canine concept came from. And then you want to get mad because they call you a police a monkey. Because he was a monkey. Ain't y'all say, look what you're doing with that monkey suit on. Because they were the monkeys. Oh, I love this. I should be on TV, but guess what? Probably not. Anyway. Now, if the monkeys were the police in Kemet land, which is all the areas, I'm just going to call that just so y'all won't be going into berserk mode because you ain't heard it the way you like to hear it. But let's just go with that. All I could tell you is somebody been, I mean, you've been bamboozled here in the West big time. Whole story should be, I told you, because you're under white supremacy through the 400-year control of the Nazis. Because America is a Nazi satellite country. It has the power to change, but y'all allow 400 years to really rule over you because the magic book told you it was 400. Just like I told you, Disney World knew about those lions. That's why they made the Lion King. It's about those lions in Africa continent, in Botswana area. Just look up Game Preserve, called the Four Brother Lions. They were unmerciful, and then they would eat the babies. So people who watched them to do this, because it's on video, that means they documented, and those who believe in nature have taken on that concept. That's why the lion is so fearless and ruthless. They call one the lion Satan, because he was eating everything. And I'm talking about they digest the bones, cut the spine with their teeth. They was going berserk on animals. And then they would screw the women and make new prides, and the women would go along with it. So hoeing started in the animal kingdom. Oh, yeah. Just to stay alive when you got these four crazy suckers running around eating babies and you, you're going to give it up. That's what Disney got the Lion King, and he got all you people out there, Disney and Africa, to help them out. That's why we're going to get in Africa today, because I want to tell you it's an unseen hand that you don't see. Always kept out of your sight. Wears a black glove. And I hope you're ready for this, everybody, because it's going to blow your mind. Because, see, when your mind is blowing, maybe just your ass just may follow. Where I heard that from? Now, y'all got questions about gold. We're going to answer that. Gold was what the first European scene in Africa and in China. Now, I know y'all like to hear bullshit, but let me just read the facts so you can get this out your mind. Because, see, I don't play with fools right now. I'm not in the minds of babies. Y'all are infidels. That's why I call y'all infant minds. But this is what the Europeans said when they first came into Africa. Portuguese trader. See, somebody gave me some information. Hope you're listening, bro. You're my brother. And you sent me some good information. But it started with Portugal. Ain't no way shipping started with Portugal. So you Europeans or any of the what I call the Latin world, meaning Roman Empire world. Latin world means Roman Empire world. And so any of you who say Portuguese was the first or the Spanish was the first. You don't know what you're talking about. Just let them ram through. But here's the actual accounts from their own records archives. These people said what they seen when they landed, what they said they seen came out their words. Y'all I did was translated. It was from Mombasa. The Portuguese said, they said the kings of this city refused to obey commands of the king of our lords of Portugal. They said this was ignorance. And he lost it. And the Portuguese took it him by force. He fled away. That's not what they were doing. And they say they slew many of the people. So, and they took captives of men and women. And they also plundered and they burnt. What they found after they did, one city they found they did too, this Portuguese trader, Durante Bombassa, his writings from 1517 to 1518. So about a year of expedition. He said gold and silver, great booty was taken, bangles, earrings, gold beads, a great store of copper. So for those of you talking about where it came from the King James Bible, please stop. Please, please stop. Then it went and said they had problems when they got to the Sultans. Now, I don't think y'all understand what this is what they said. They also wouldn't say that they, when they first came in, remember I told you we did the show about them getting initiated in? That's why you see the 14 on the guns. That's when they got initiated in to the craft of the trade. This is what they said, not me. So don't try to say, oh, this is what they said. If you would do some real research, in the long term, the Portuguese attempted to breach the Arab trade monopoly. Wait a minute, they had a trade monopoly. So that already tells you who had the monopoly. They tried to force coastal rulers to take an oath of loyalty to the Portuguese town. Then they built a fortress in Kiwa, Mozambique, and later in 1593, they built Fort Jesus. Ain't that amazing? They built Fort Jesus in Mozambique. But they did say, now they seen all this gold, everything. But then they went on to say it was going to be tough on them because they were dealing with the Arabs. Arabs been doing it. Said once the Arab sea power dominated the Indian Ocean, and the Portuguese, meanwhile, were confined to the coastal lands only. So they had already stopped them. They had war, but they stopped them in their tracks. Then it goes on to say that the Arabs, this is the part I don't understand how y'all can sit here and pretend this ain't happening. Clearly said they had China. They were already trading with China and India. Then it goes on to say, I'm gonna hit y'all up on this, go on to say so y'all get it. They was guided in because they made an allegiance with some of these African kings because they couldn't believe the extraordinary wealth. And what I told you was done, it said the Franciscan, remember I told you? Right here, it's right here, I got this out of Africa, so you don't think I'm making this up. The Franciscan mission ruled Aguilera was amazed at the King Alfonso's piety and dedication. So King Alfonso should be one of the people you should be trying to get reparations from his kingdom, but you're not going to do that because you want to pretend that some white folks is responsible for the slave trade. As long as you pretend that stupidity, you will never receive reparations. Now, I bet anybody, come on here and prove I'm wrong if I'm making this shit up. Bet you won't get no reparations. Because you're suing the wrong people. Plain and simple. If I'm wrong, bring it. I will say I'm wrong on the air. But I don't think I'm going to have to. At all. So y'all ready for the Helios today? 74 million people did not take the shot. 74 million. Did you take the shot? Now, they don't want to tell you that these people dying about a serious rate. Henry Kissinger and them said, I'm about to bring y'all in. I said, I'm at the bottom. I'm going to do my 30. That's it. They've proven that people may have seizure delirium while they pump your children. I said eat the baby, but that was on the Lion King. Today showing nature devouring each other to have control. This is nature, y'all. Y'all better go look up what I told y'all. Look it up and put it on Facebook on my link so y'all can look up these lions. These lions ain't no joke. And they've been watching them for years. And these globalists who pay people to watch these nature said they are now nature. And you just heard that the Egyptians had 42 jurisdictions. That's what the word jurisdiction, since y'all want to talk all that shit about, oh, jurisdiction. Okay, where it came from our people? Why are we having problems then? Because you ain't look far enough. Now that you allow the CIA to become the Gestapo by voting about the police, I played that for you. Let's get this program hot. I'll be right back. We want y'all to get ready. So when we come back, it's on and popping up in here. I hope y'all ready for what we about to put down, because we ain't going to play with you today. Ain't got time. We don't have time. It ain't on our side.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I got a question for you too, but when we ask the question why, W-H-Y, that's a question, and you flip them letters around, what you get?
Why, W-H.
It is. Okay.
Yah. I told you early, Lord, Yah. Go ahead. Keep it moving. You got more time.
My other question is, since you talk about the lion, but what animal on planet Earth that lives the longest, man?
On planet Earth that lives the longest?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Let me see. I'm going to take one guess. I'm going to say...
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say the roach.
Nah, man. I know roaches have been here for millions of years, but the animal that lives the longest, I ain't going to give you the answer. I'm going to see if some of these geniuses that's on this line can come up with answers.
Man, you gotta
I know. Nah, bro. Nah, man.
You got everybody looking at it. Hey, you got everybody looking it up too.
That's right. That's what I do, man. I bust up somebody's mind, man.
Yeah,
you can't talk to me, I'm make you think. We think, man.
Hey. I'm thinking.
But I love my man Sean Cady, man. We in here get some good conversation, man. He's sharp, man.
Oh yeah.
I love talking to him.
He coming
man.
On. Yeah, he coming on.
Yes, sir.
He coming on.
Yeah,
but
yes, sir. It's a fun time to be alive, man. Like my other brother said, it's fun to see all this shit. Because all the stuff we did and knew before 2020, all that shit done changed now, man. So it's beautiful, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
it's
sir.
It's a whole. Y'all put it out there. You got a nice blog line. You sending out some good information. We love you all the time. I mean, I see the transhumanism is there. I think transhumanism is already in place. I mean, people are already altering their bodies at a high level. What's your take? What's your take on that?
Yes, sir. Especially with that damn shot, man. And then you talk about the police. Okay, we all got the police in us. The first police was called what, man?
Who?
You got it. You got especially if you ain't took that jab. Your conscience,
right.
Man. Everybody got a conscience, no right from wrong. So the first police force was called a conscience, and they wore blue. They wore blue. So this shit fun, man.
When you say blue, now we're going to keep it hot. I'm throwing some fire on that. Now, everybody know he said blue in the craft. What are you talking about? The Blue Lodge? True Blue? See, I say that's why they wear blue. Now, let's go with the monkey. I want your thoughts on that, the monkey. That's why we should call the police, you monkey suit. It's now here you find out that the Egyptians used the monkey as a damn police force. So how's that sound to you? And India used the monkey as a police force.
Sir. I told you. I seen this one video, man, where this dude walking down the street, and it was the monkeys working together. So one monkey got in front of dude and made him stop. And then another monkey came out there and robbed dude.
Robbed him.
Why he looking at us? Yeah.
Okay, there you go. See, y'all send me the stuff. I just want you to know. I do look up what y'all said. I said, now you can't now tell me.
Hey, check this movie out. It's an old movie called Project X, man, where they had some monkeys in the lab doing all kinds of experiments, and they were teaching them how to fly. And then when they put them in the simulator, and then after they flew the airplane, then they radiated. They hit it with radiation to see how radiation affect men. But this movie, wild, man. I saw it the other night.
I'm glad you said that because I've seen something myself that the monkey was radiated and everything. And you know, I wish we could have some fun today. But you know what movie that is, y'all. The first monkey movie that we all fell in love with was The Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, but check out Project X, man, about two monkeys in the lab, man.
Yeah,
then,
I know.
You saw it where the monkeys got loose in the lab, and then
yes, they did.
They already had taught them how to fly airplanes, so they ended up flying
but
an airplane. They filmed this in Florida.
Let me finish, man. Go ahead. Finish. Hurry up.
And so they filmed it in Florida, man. And just, so the monkeys end up flying an airplane, got and crashed it in Florida, in the Everglades. And then the people that knew the monkeys, when they found the plane crash, the monkey was in the trees, and they told the monkeys to go ahead and disappear, man. That shit, wow. Look at Project X, man. That shit,
we got
your
because
mind.
I guarantee you, y'all gonna look at Project X. I'm gonna give a shout out. Put yourself on mute.
Yeah.
We'll take some more calls. Project X, also my man who told me about this ancient creation cartoon showing that they are hunters for the technology of ancient. It's an anime. I'm going to get him on the show one day because anime cartoons, that's what we all grew up on. I don't care who on this line. If you watch Prince Planet, you was watching anime. They was all Godzilla was anime. It was all from China and Japan. So that's interesting that they knew about that. Now, let's go to 80582. We're going to keep it going. We got to the top of the hour. We're going to get this. What you heard so far, can you elaborate a little bit how the police coming from Egypt using monkeys? How come we ain't taught that? And how come we ain't taught that they had, you know, the prisoners like it is today? That's why it's called criminal justice, coming out of the criminals being the police. Give me your thoughts on that, and go ahead. I'll give you some time. 0582. Okay, I'm going to go to, I look like Sean, where's Sean Caddy at? I don't want Sean Carey. Okay, let me go to 0925. No, that's Sean Carey. Let me go to 8554. 8554.
What's up, man?
What's up? What's up, my brother? Always good to hear you.
Man.
Always good to hear you. Go ahead.
Wow, you said a lot this morning. But, okay, I hate
you know,
to make blank you know general
we,
statements.
You know we was. You know we was. So.
Man.
Go ahead.
But, I mean, I don't know why. When you mention the monkeys, why am I thinking about monkeypox, too?
Oh, there you go. I forgot that part. Go ahead. You got it.
But, you know, that, from what I've been reading, it's not really sticking right now. So, but what's interesting
the
was
they changed the name. Y'all said it to me. They changed the name. Yeah.
They did. Right. They like they're changing everything now. So, but see, what the problem with that is, the people believe in that shit. That's where the problem is. That we can sit up there and sit up to say what the governor is doing, what the president is doing, what the mayor is doing all day. But what the problem is, the people believe in vibing with that shit. That's
right.
Where the issue is at.
Right.
But now as far as this police thing, when you mentioned about COVID, now a lot of people ain't going to like this, but just like going back with the whole George Floyd situation, that was mirroring at the same time the whole COVID, the lockdowns and everything was started.
Right.
And with the Great Reset and everything, like I said, get that book, Klaus Schwab, and read it. It's some interesting stuff in there. But with the global plan, as far as the policing is concerned, you know, then we're talking about George Soros, is to defund order out of chaos, defund the police. Then you see all these upticks in crime in all the major cities, especially in Chicago. Just like now here in Chicago, we saw a short of police that what they're doing now, they're actually taking police out to the police department to help with the transit situation, because people getting killed on the trains and robbing the buses now. And then also, I don't know if I sent it to you this morning, an article that just came out, I think yesterday, saying that now they're going to have to really downsize, take away some more police more, because they need security, police to do security for film sites. And I'm like, wait a minute. So you're going to start to see a uptick of movies coming out of Chicago, and they need the they need a certain amount of police force to do the security for that, which is interesting.
And
so it's just like we talked about this before. Why are we having all these movies coming out of Chicago now?
Right. Yes. Five. That five points. Y'all the five. I told y'all the capital. Y'all the capital of the five.
Woo. And then now you had mentioned Facebook earlier. Now, yesterday, Apple in the city of Chicago just settled a lawsuit. Basically, the people here have been charged an additional amusement tax. And so now the city of Chicago has to actually go back, I think, pay the money back to Apple, something like that. But the whole premise is just crazy, continuing to pay to watch TV, whether that be Apple, Netflix, and all these other damn apps. Oh, speaking of apps, there's a TikTok challenge going on now. And here in Chicago, basically to steal Kia car. So they basically put out this challenge now aiming at the kids to see how quickly you can steal a car. And also with TikTok, now they're coming out and blaming China, something about they're using China to groom prostitution and child kidnapping or something like that.
Now, y'all sent it on the live feed. I keep saying live feed because we don't know when it goes down. Y'all rolling all night long. Let me just say, y'all sent something out saying that they was going to TikTok, controlled by the Chinese. And TikTok, the Chinese don't let their people use TikTok.
Right.
But
you know also that within the past couple months, that's why it's good, like you said, we were talking about the reading alternative media, that it's been so many stories coming out within the past few weeks, past month, that you have an CIA and FBI people leaving those agencies, going to work for Facebook and TikTok and Instagram.
Yeah. TikTok and Instagram.
People don't, right. And people don't notice. Oh, one more thing about the goal before you go to the next caller now. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that whole going back and forth, whatever, what? No, I don't think it was an argument, whatever, but I think what the brother wanted to know, where did the gold come from, if I'm asking this right, before the biblical times? But see, I was thinking, I don't know how to, I'm trying to remember how to even the whole conversation started.
But I think it was the situation. I thought that was so much. Remember, y'all be, when I be looking at stuff, I say, oh, that's some deep stuff. So I remember us all having this conversation on different people's shows, y'all shows back in them days. And I remember that we mentioned Eden, because that's where they got the concept of that gods of Egypt from, where they was bleeding out the blood. It was manatomic blood. You brought that up. Now, and Brother Tubmose was bringing
it. The gold and the silver. But see, what we're talking about as far as trade and commodities, who controls that? So it's like, the people who control the gold.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
That's what leads into the investment. Should you invest in gold and silver? But it was this thing of, some people really don't want to mess with none of that stuff because it's like, if I can't control it, why should I invest in them? Which is a good argument,
It's a great argument, but then the concept of who controls it is based really on the land. So basically, if the land is controlled, as we all claim by us, because that's the biggest thing I'm trying to get everybody to understand.
But see, that goes back to Bill Gates and these people in China buying up all the land. They're steadily doing it. Jeff Bezos, they're steadily doing it.
So
if they control the land, they control the gold.
Right. Now, they control the gold, but then the land they own that's to control the gold looks like that we claim owns everything. So I'm just using the argument y'all using because he said the Bible, which was a great starting point. I'm taking some more calls, but we had a conversation on the thread. That's what y'all better go on that thread. If y'all ain't on that thread, I'm going to tell y'all. You missing out on some tidbits.
Because it's like, okay, just say for the sake of argument that we were here first, okay? We talked
that's
about
the whole
this
argument.
Few weeks ago on
the
show.
That's what they all say. We only giving them what every black person I talk
but
to in
the country. The key question is, what happened between that point if we had everything till now? Something happened.
We fucked up.
Like I said, I'm starting not to believe now that stuff was taken. I think somehow we did deals, treaty papers.
That's the part
I don't get talked about. It doesn't get talked about.
No, that's why we're here today to talk about it, because I don't gave Benny. Those who've been listening to me for the past 8 years know I don't gave y'all it. From y'all, not all y'all online, but from other people who gave me information throughout the years stating that the truth was not told. They've been lying. Okay, they've been lying. I agree with that. Y'all all say y'all agree with that. Then I've been told the white man is the most supreme demon on the planet. He does this by these enlightened people claiming they're the devil, but they guys look Caucasian. Now, I'm trying to figure this out, and y'all saying that y'all think we the beginning, then you got the Native Americans. I'm about to get everybody there. I love that. I'm glad you brought it up. I'm about to take some calls. Y'all talk about Native Americans. Native Americans, look at the change y'all allowed to take place in America only. Let's just use America, because y'all claim America is Egypt. You got the Masonic capitals here, St. Louis, D.C. made in the image of Kemet, of all these so-called celestial houses of the earth. We ain't stupid to that, but
right.
All we
Mississippi
say
Mississippi River.
Mississippi, we got all that. We got all that. So then we're going to say, now, if the forces that be is the adversary, wouldn't it be more likely for that force to lie to you to make you think this not even your land if he has control? And other forces on other land have to do the same thing to keep it called the New World Order. Now, I'm about to go there with y'all. I told you I'm about to get it. It's not going to be funny today. If this is the fact, how come that Ethiopia is the only country that had a charter with the League of Nations? Huh? Why is they never touched? Never touched. Come to find out, they in the League of Nations, founded in 1920. Why you niggas ain't talking about that?
Wow.
Come on. Facts matters on this program. They went in and talked about at Italy and said, because we ain't winners with you, Italy is being aggressive. So they came up with this scheme. And we gonna get, I told you gonna make it hot. See, I knew y'all. They made this scheme, everybody, to have him go to Jamaica. Go look it up. He didn't even know where Jamaica was at. Go look it up. This is his own reading, not mine. It was a trade hoax. They knew that the Arab nations and the ancient kingdoms of Aksum and them had made agreements to them to enter into the land. That's all this is about. You cannot enter to nobody. I just gave you the clue. It says you had 42 jurisdictions. How much more do I have to give people? Let's get some more calls. We're about to get y'all today. 6661.
Hey, my brother, great Don.
Ooh, they messing with the Helios.
Fireman, fireman. Hey, yeah. My brother, great Don, and to the bones, greetings, everything. As a non-affiliate party member, with my popcorn in hand, and as I watch where we're at now politically, socially, and economically, it's vindication to the bones. The trees, the roots, and everything on all levels, because those are just distractions. And we know all the truth and the facts to go along with it. But where we're at now, as I sit with my popcorn, as I watch this so-called alphabet crew being demonized towards 45, and see, Draco's always going to be in the midst, and we're always going to be at the point where Draco's is still going to be there. But, and I have a lot of understanding, as how Brother Kwame say, when I look and I see these people who sit passively, and because they're so in the box that they just remain hypnotized, and I see why a lot of these stories like Young and the Restless have thrived, because a lot of people like drama. But see, in the midst of this drama, these people are showing that it's getting ready to be a takeover, because although the cavalry is coming in the November fall election, that's just going to be able to save the legislative thing that they've been stripping apart, as well as your constitutional rights, according to a mayor. Now, and all that admiralty shit they've been giving up to China and so forth, and we sit by and watch this shit in China, they probably already called into debt because this CEO is so compromised. But just to sit and watch.
They called it
in. Just to sit, yeah. The debt has been called in. And see, what the Bones has talked about is, say, it's only going to be two classes. It's going to be rich and it's going to be poor. That's why they don't have, and this is a $1 trillion, the Superman wealthy tax on the poor. Yeah, they've been giving us tax raises and all that, but they're getting all that back from all so-called black millionaires and billionaires they gave money to that y'all squandered on, because y'all use y'all small head and let little Jody come and take a seed from you, and then and then left you with nothing. And
Jody,
see, you will pay for it. Jody got your girl and go. Man, and a perfect example of that, Kanye, and I'm looking at it from my eyes. This is my opinion. Kanye, you know, melanin. And by the way, when the Wicked Witch of the West called in her goons, who did she call in? Purple monkeys. They came and they came and they cleaned up the show. The purple monkeys. And the monkeys were those who, and the meaning of the purpleness with the monkeys, those of you narcissists that this brother is talking about, that, yeah, y'all know the truth, but because it can make y'all little coins, y'all sold all the gold
and
Caesar, Mansa Musa, his whole bloodline,
Hold on, we got to get some more calls, because I was going to get everybody, because y'all lines are lit up on this one. Let's just deal with what you just said. That was also on the feed. That's how deep the feed is. I think you were we mentioned Meta Musa. Now, for those of you, we have people on this program that proves with facts, as the facts show, underground cities is in this area. Haiti, all this. That's why they're taking over Haiti, everybody. Haiti is under attack. Now, you won't hear this through baseball because they get most of their players from the Dominican Republic. But Haiti is under attack. Those of you who don't know it, they are floating here on boats right now in the Straits of Florida along with Cubans, migrants at the same time. So I'm telling you, it has already happened. The money game is over. The money game is over. I'm going to say it one more time. The grand sign of distress is already up. Let's get the helios high. Oh, let me go to now. Let me talk for the bottom to the top. 9927.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Resurrection, everyone, my beautiful brothers and sisters. Ah. Oh, my goodness. You know what? I mean, Haiti been under attack, so they've been fleeing over here, but they've been giving us a distraction, pretending like, oh, we not attacking Haiti. We not. Shoot, just like U.S., we just like the Congo now. We got every nationality in the book that has purchased land in the U.S. Every continent in this realm has purchased the U.S. just like the Congo. So, purchased the land. I said this a long time ago that China, Russia, all of them had land here in America. They have land, and what's included in the land? The people. See, well, you think that when they purchase land over there in Dakota, in China, listen, in the agreement, in that agreement, whatever land they start purchasing, they put the people in there. See, they don't leave out the people. So wherever they decide, like here, all I see in Buffalo is, you know, refugees and who's purchasing the lands, we already know. So that means that includes what? The people. That's the part they keep leaving out. We still in the slave trade, y'all. I don't care where you live at. Whoever you see in Chicago is buying up Chicago. The people is included. Now, if they decide they want, well, I don't want the people to be there. What the cops gonna do? What is the chemtrails gonna do? What is the frequencies from the heart cell phone towers gonna do?
Hey,
Kill each other.
Hold on.
Here,
don't go to where. Don't go to where. I want you to stay right there. I'm not taking out of nothing. I want to keep with. Now, brother Tutmos sent the article on the thread, if y'all was on there, that they were buying up, and I mentioned it, about the ghost cities of China. Now, it don't make sense now that if they buying up something, they saying, do you want residents on this land? And she just said, no, we don't want anybody. So now they are beholden to try to get you off that land based on the treaties. Man, go ahead. Keep it going. That's outrageous. Unbelievably.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to iterate because that's what they're doing.
Going
that's
on
how
right
doing.
Now in Buffalo.
Yeah. Go ahead.
They got
go ahead.
The heart towers going so high, these cell phone towers, that along with the cicadas that's making a little music, frequency music, but that's hiding the frequency because the insects hide frequency. You think all you hearing is insects. No, the frequency is going strong. People are killing each other here in Buffalo. I'm sorry. I'm chewing on something. I do apologize for that. That's ignorant. But people are dying here rapidly in Buffalo. They're really killing each other. And they're killing us in the hospitals rapidly, too, now. I mean, I have a family member and a friend of the family that's passed away on two different things. My daughter's father passed away.
And damn.
In the hospital because he had a stroke, and normally he was awake and everything, but all of a sudden they cutting open his brain and all this other crap, and
now,
he passed away.
Wow. Okay. Stop.
A young boy died.
What you just said. Now I want y'all to know something. What she just said came from one of y'all threads, so I gotta think about when I hear y'all say something that make me go to what y'all been saying. I hope y'all know the Croatian army has been found out that the debt they owe, the soldiers are automatically organ given out. when they die, everybody, get some more calls. Put yourself on mute, sister. When they die, everybody, their org is already sold. This is in Ukraine. This is coming out their own news network.
That's right.
Their own news. All right, let me take some more calls. Get some more calls. I got Sean Caddy coming up. I'm going to get as many of y'all before I bring him in. Y'all ain't got much time, so make it brief, about 1 or 2 minutes. 7696.
Hey, the Dry Bones, Brother D, yes. St. Louis.
What's up, Brother D? Go ahead, Brother D. You know we got you.
Hey.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to comment. If everybody pays attention to what's going on, everything's finna basically go into privatization.
Yep.
Where it's not going, where the police is going to be all security for whoever they working for whatever
That's
money
it.
Backing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for whatever money backing. And then the community, basically, I ain't never been down to Jamaica or nothing, but into other foreign countries. But, you know, from what I've seen or from what I heard, it's like they be looking real like shanty towns, like shacks, and people have like little compounds where they live. Areas how they live, you know what I'm saying, be like compounds, basically.
Right, right.
And that's what they trying to turn this into, you know, this country into, because it's turned into private business. If you look at businesses, they have those new security forces you be seeing. They act just like police. If you look at them, they acting real tough. I understand, in my city, some of the security teams around here, they ride just like the police, and maybe it's whether it's for for a funeral. You know how they do funeral procession lines, and
right,
you know,
but
they work at other places too. And if you notice, it's a lot of security forces has popped up. You know, I know they've noticed that around here. You know what I'm saying? Like they're saying in Chicago, some places got their own security. They hire security for their neighborhood.
Right,
the homeowner.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's what happened. That's what happened here in Florida with the Trayvon Martin thing. They became a homeowners policing thing, and because they wanted to police
no
the crime.
Crime.
Yeah. Right,
and there's no crime in their neighborhood, and they don't need the police.
Right, they don't need the police. That was what that Trayvon was about. Correct.
Yourself.
Correct.
That's what you call governing yourself. Governing your actions. Why do you need somebody else to call and say, hey, my husband been cheating on me. I want this motherfucker out of my house. The family's supposed to take care of all that stuff. I'm just saying, you know, the family, you know what I'm saying? That's how
Well, here's it. I'm gonna be honest with that before I bring because
that's how
it
used to happen back in the day.
Right,
that's how
right.
Used to
have, right.
People didn't call the police back in the day because they knew
right.
The police coming to act the fool.
If the police come, it's going to be bad, right? The family would take care of it.
So,
right, correct.
Yeah,
especially if you had a sister and the boyfriend or husband weren't acting right, them brothers would handle that business.
Right,
exactly.
That would be the case.
And there was only time there was something bad, it's according to what happened. They didn't go and straight just kill
them. Like if it was rape,
you
like
know
raping,
what I'm
saying? Raping her and shit, they would have to, rape her or some shit.
It's according to what level of it. And see, that's what we have to do. We have to start policing ourselves. We don't need nobody else to come through and tell us, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm
going to
ask you about that.
But
go ahead. I mean, that concept of what
we
just said.
That's what they were saying that happened supposedly in ancient times with the gods or whatever. They got tired of dealing with the mundane stuff and people couldn't take care of their own business. So they just said, you know what, I'm done with y'all.
Right.
I'm going to holler at y'all and let y'all deal with the people that y'all elect and select and, you know, with the presidency and stuff like that.
Let's go with that because I love what you're saying. And so when a day of reckoning come for them to be you know, still reimbursed to God, they want to say what the bounty, the booty that were they supposed to receive from what y'all been saying it intergalactical trading. Obviously somebody wants to be paid because the way this is going is total chaos. So is total chaos going to bring what you just said where we will police each other? I'm gonna say this, I was in total chaos, and you will become civilized after you realize this has gone too far. This is a fact.
You keep on kicking up dust, and then you let it settle. You kick up some more dust, let it settle. It'll be bigger the next time. Kick kick up a little bit more dust next time and get a little bit bigger. And then before you know it, it's just a big old rumble.
Big old dust storm.
You know what I'm saying? and look. That's what it's turning into. You know, they calm down. They calm you down, and then they build it back up. That's out of frequency. That's just like turning a knob. It's up and down.
True. Let's go with that. Bring my brother on because I want to get everybody on the end level because we're going to let him go for to the half hour, and then we'll get y'all back in here to get some questions on because we just want y'all to know that we got some serious shows coming up. Sister Antoinette, we'll be having David Winans of the Winans Musical Family on the 25th. I mean, please jump in, all you musicians. We want to get Brother Ray. I talked to Sister Kim Weston. We're going to have the Tuskegee Top Gun people on our program. They're going to come in on a Sunday. We're getting it prepared now. We got hopefully Chief Warhorse is on her studio. I got the pictures. Her studio being done to do production. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going in for us growing marijuana because this is the cash crop of the original so-called money makers. And I'm going to just say that anybody right now should be thinking about helping yourself because you are self. Without you, there is no self. So we're going to have to keep it going. Maybe make this call out to everybody. We're about to put everybody on alert. Pens, paper out. We want y'all to ask some questions. We want to get serious on this. I'm going to play a quick commercial break right quick. And I want everybody to be ready. Sean Caddy coming out. Sean Caddy.
Hey, Dry Bones.
No joke.
I just want to say real quickly, don't forget about that inflation bill that we just signed the other day. Why are they needing 87,000 IRS agents? And they're talking about giving the power to do deadly force.
Yeah.
Why is that,
everybody? And I'm glad we're saying it because that's why I played that police force thing because, you know, now you always say it, everybody. It's going to be a serious. I told you, the women ain't coming back being nice. If it's the feminine principal boy, she mad as hell, and they coming out with movies everywhere showing this. Warrior. So y'all get ready. But right now, 1 minute, 2 minutes, we be right back. Get it ready. Sean Caddy coming back to you, and let me let you know. We got a lot of talking to do.
Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, y'all gonna make me act a fool. Up in here, y'all gonna make me lose my cool. Up in here.
If I got to bring it to you cowards, then it's gonna be quick. I owe your man's have been to jail before, suck my dick. And all the muffled cats you run with, get done with, jump quick. I fuck you throwing folks at dog for some bum shit. I said go to gun click, now I'm one shit, all over some dumb shit. Ain't that some shit? Your niggas remind me of a strip club. Cause every time you come around, it's like, what? I just gotta get my dick sucked. And I don't know who the fuck you think you talking to, but I'm not him, I explain, so watch what you do. Or you gon' find yourself buried next to someone else. And we all thought you loved yourself, but that couldn't have been the issue. Or maybe they just saying that now cause they miss you. And the niggas tried to diss you. That's why you laying on your back looking at the roof of the church. Preacher telling the truth and it hurts.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
Off the chain, I leave niggas soft in the brain. This nigga still wants the fame, off the name. First of all, you ain't rapped long enough to be fucking with me. And you ain't strong enough. So whatever it is you puffin' on, I got you thinking that you Superman. I got the kryptonite, and I smack him with my dick in the mic. Y'all niggas characters, it's not even good actors. What's gonna be the outcome? It's out of all the factors. You whack, you twisted, your girl's a hoe. You broke, the kid ain't yours, and everybody knows. Your own man say you stupid. You be like, so, I love my baby mother. I never let her go. I'm tired of weak-ass niggas whining over pussy that don't belong to them. The fuck is wrong with them? They fuck it up for real niggas like my mans and them. Who get it all with the strength of their hands with them.
Man, y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out.
We about to go all out, baby. Yes, we are. We are here again, the Helios. I am your host, Dry Bones. We are doing it again on another luscious Sunday morning at MIA. A lot of stuff going on. Like you just said, we about to bring Sean Caddy on, but that bill that y'all just talked about, we got to let y'all know. That inflation bill, trillions of dollars, you better ask where it's going. We already know the money is flying out of the country. And so we want to bring you to reality. Y'all say the Bible. Let's get it on. Y'all bring it all back in. Let's bring it back into perspective. For me. I know Christianity, First Nation, Ethiopia, mentioned almost, I mean, how many times in the Bible is mentioned 37 times in the King James Version? Under pseudonym names like Cush, Nubia, Aksum.
Who is the Ethiopian protector?
Yeah. We're going to find out.
That's right, Tony. And remember they had the lizard locked up in the cave.
And the Black Knights. Oh. And I just told you, Haile Selassie. All right, put yourself on mute because we're about to bring my man in. We're going to put it on down. We got a lot of history. He is in the family that Ethiopia is talked about the most, Tedros. And he always been coming. He also off the 5 points in Chi-Town as well. Well-versed, my man, rapper, musician, all that good stuff. And that book somebody asked about, The Creation of the Black Woman and the Black Preacher, to me, needs to be done on a high level. Because that's a hell of a topic right there, bro. You got a book on this. That's a hell of a topic. But as usual, you ain't no guest. You a family member. You've been with us so many times. It's good to have you back, man. What's happening?
Thank you. Thank you, Dry Bones. And I appreciate you for being on. And everybody out there, thank you for this opportunity. Because, by the way, August 5th is my birthday. So this is like present for me. Be
man.
On my favorite airwaves. So
I love
thank
it,
you for
thank
that.
Thank you, man, for coming on. Appreciate that. You know that? Yes. Hey, just good to have you live, bro. That's a good thing, too, because you in the land of living as we speak. So we'll go into that. But, yeah, man, you are, again, no stranger. You've been traveled over into the country. It's still always in the news. I mean, we got me and you had just talked before. We got the World Health Organization, who now wants to change monkeypox name because of that connotation. And I just want to give you a chance to go into the how deep the history is, where this country has a lot of hidden gems. I just think they should give a visa to us as well over here, to come over there and explore this other than, you know, keeping us in the dark on some of them things that's going on, man, because it's a treasure hole of Sheba, Queen of Sheba. I mean, the history is unbelievable, and you've seen it. So I'm going to digress so you can do your thing, because I want to hear it. What's your thoughts on what's going on, especially with the concept of Ethiopia?
Well, the concept of Ethiopia, I want to bring up one point. You mentioned Portugal. One thing is saying it's the port of the Gauls in the front.
Right.
The front was the French, France. And because of that was a trade route, but Hannibal got defeated. But Hannibal had no glory of the Most High because he was Hana Baal, a worshiper of Baal. So there was no favor found. So a lot of the trade routes that were intercepted. So many of the gold routes at point in time was coming in and out through Ethiopia, through that region through there. And not only through the sea, but they had different ports of transportation at the time. So the Moors were really considered when it got rough out there, they were more like the security for certain travels and stuff like that. Just like you have an armored cart crew, carrying money for the bank somewhere. They had operations like that. But the problem with that is that the Euros that were taking over, they were destroying a lot of the concepts and the trades and interjecting themselves and creating wars and everything from their plundering. So that's where the Vikings and the pirates come in. And so then, they try to put their own people in there to be security for the trade. So Ethiopia at the time was considered more it was the capital at the time, but until the colonization of Africa, the area was the whole continent was called Ethiopia at the time. And so when the invasion came in there, then the area became Abyssinia, was what was left that wasn't under colonization. And so it was King Tedros, or it was Hailu, Kasa Hailu, who became a Ras and became a warrior. And he started going around and putting down other princes and warlords and uniting the kingdom. And he started taking from the property of the churches and everything, and giving everything back to the people, you know. And so he started going to different regions, and then he became an empire. He became crown king, and then
so like a missionary. He missionary to these people wherever he went. Is that what we're saying? Is based on what that he came he when he went to go to these other areas, what was he coming with? A message of what? Of spirituality? Or how did he get be able to conquer?
Well, he came on both sides, but as he came as the warrior, the lion, the Umbasa.
Right.
Umbasa.
Okay.
And so with that intent, the rulers in those areas were, they became warlords. So eventually he goes through them and gave back to the people. And so his mission was to bring a unification in because of the colonization that was going on all through Africa. So it was no longer called Ethiopia because everything was being broken up into different territories.
Now,
and so Abyssinia.
Now let me ask, right. Now let me ask you, because you've been there, you've seen it now. It says it was with an A. In some cases, they use an A for Ethiopia, and then they use Exum, A-K-S. And it's also not just in the Christian vocabulary, but it's also throughout Islam, Ethiopia, the lands of Ethiopia is mentioned as well. So how do we put that together with the, you know, that's the beginning like of all these religions? We see it in the Bible early. How come you think they ain't teaching, like, the people don't know where the geographical location is at most of the time? If you talk to them, you know, they act like that's not important in some of these churches here in America, where clearly the geographical location is given immediately in the book of Genesis and 37 times throughout. So how, even the show has said the children of Israel will be like unto the Ethiopians. So how come they can't connect these two, you know, things together, saying, well, are Egypt and all them really worshiping Ethiopia? Because they seem to never been touched. How is that taken as never being, because I never, you know, could experience that. How could it feel that never been conquered over there? You've seen it for yourself. What's the feeling about that? Like,
well, in modern day time, they've been conquered by religion, but the correct term, it shouldn't be Christian nation. That's an insult. But not insult for them to say that. But it's really, we the first Jewish nation in the term that they really want to use, because if we was Queen Sheba, Mecca, her name, had the sixth star. Solomon had the sixth star, but he fell to his mother's side and picked up the five star. And that was the worship.
Now, you see,
Satan.
I put the flag up. You see, I put the flag up, right? I don't know if you look at the picture. I got the 6 points. That was the actual, I went to the Moroccan library, and they said that was one of the first flags. And I said, that can't be, but I looked, I got it, and I've been putting it up, and it comes out to be like that. Now, let me ask you, because of that, are you saying that when you say Jewish, now here we get to that, we're going to have to, you know, I don't want to debate too much on that, but just, it can't be that name Jewish either, so because there's no G sound.
Correct.
Right. So how would y'all pronounce it? Let me hear how the Ethiopians would pronounce it.
It's just Yahuda.
Okay.
And
right.
So when the name Yahweh is two acts. One is agreeable and the other is disagreeable. Inki was, he became the way. He became disagreeable, but he still had the agreeable nature, but he came disagreeable. So the name Yah and Way meaning that he had those children that were disagreeable on the earth. And Ethiopia, when they mentioned about the gold, like if we ever go with Ethiopia with me, we take trips to certain local cities, you can see in the ground as if there was some big kind of machine that was digging up out the earth, because it just looked like a big machine was carving up out of the ground. That's why the terrain is so different. But it looked like some big construction work digging for something, like you would see in America. You've
been in Ethiopia, because I want everybody to know who don't know that he has a lineage that gave him this yearning to go check out this, and you know, and being that, you know, he explained it on a few of our programs, but you got to explain it again briefly, that yearning to find out that your real connection of going to Ethiopia is from something that is through your DNA. So give us briefly, because I know that I left that out, because people really would want to know, like, how, you know, he has an actual, if you go on some of his work, it's just unbelievable. It looks like twins of this leader of Ethiopia. And briefly, you found out about this thirst to go see something through your family. Briefly start there, and then we'll progress back to the news. But what's really happening? Yeah, because that's fascinating in itself.
What the mystery was, my father, after I returned from Iraq in 2007, he revealed to me that we come from a king family, and he mentioned the name Casa Oni. So later in my journey looking for, and I found that Casa Halu became King Pedros. But the grandfather, the person I was looking for, his son, when I went to England and I found out, you know, I was going to pay respects. I thought my great-grandfather was a brother to Prince Alamayo. Prince Alamayo was the one child that was sent to England along with all the mystery books and so many sacred treasures was taken out of Ethiopia at the time, at the fall of King Tedros, Magdala.
Right, right.
So when I went to pay respects, I noticed that there was no grave or coffin. And then when I started noticing the photos, and I just realized, like, wow, my great-grandfather was a prince. And so later I found out that it was Negus Victoria, or just Queen Victoria. She actually had received letters from one of the kings in Ethiopia requesting that Prince Alamayo come back to Ethiopia. And she knew that he was going to bring harm, because it was this king that led the British troops into the Magdala. So what she did, under his previous health condition, they said that he died and he went to Palestine at the age of 19 in 1879 and stayed there until 1919. And he went to Ethiopia and had a child. And this was the time they was bringing up Haile Selassie. So Prince Alamayo had other brothers by the king, but they had different mothers. However, some of the relatives were poisoned by the people of Haile Selassie. So my great-grandfather ended up coming to America through Pensacola in 1927, and he lived to be 113 years old. So my lineage was a direct tie-in, and then when I met the relatives over there, I did the DNA testing and with them, and the lady, one particular lady, our results was 56%, which I had to later find out that her mother and my grandfather were brother and sisters. And so amazing. They mixed in with the lineage to keep the bloodline. But they didn't mix it in where it's like brother and sister. They had to do it. So that's when I started realizing the role that Haile Selassie had played, and Haile Selassie is made of a black knight, actually, and Queen Elizabeth, and he has an imprint in St. George Chapel with his name, and he carved in Prince Alamayo's name in English, in Amharic, on his, I guess he has like a mantle frame. I have, in my books, I sent pictures, I'm standing next to the mantle frame.
Right.
And so the Lion King story is that Mustafa is King Tedros, Scar is King Johannes, who led the hyenas or the British up into the Pride Land, in which Ethiopians have pride because they say that they were not colonized. See, and then Simba was sent off, which is Prince Alamayo was sent off with his mother, but the mother passed away along the way, and he got sent off, and he would later return. But the story in England that Prince Alamayo died at age 19, but yet there was no proof and it was under protection. And so that's why I'm here now. And it's part of the bringing back of the families. And that's why the royal family right now in England is going through a shift. So it's all an interconnection.
And I've seen, like I say, he has a beautiful display of pictures. I mean, he's been through so many, I mean, music and everything else. But just take aside for this journey you took into this. It was like, wow. So, and to be having such a positive, it wasn't a negative. You had a positive reaction to this event. Now, let me ask, when you went there, because you got sworn in, I mean, you're official. I hope people know that we're not just talking out of the head. This is officially something that actually took place and had a beautiful outcome. I've seen some of the beautiful women, I mean, beautiful people, beautiful everything. Is the story kind of like, for instance, the Haile Selassie story, I've heard, maybe you can confirm, that he really didn't know about Jamaica. So for some strange reason, it was a part of a British thing that they put together because the British was into part of the Caribbean as well, and they needed some influence, so they said they brought him over. This is what the story tells when he went to get, because he got homage in England. They gave him refuge. He exiled there, so that's where he went. So is the same story of him in Jamaica? Let me just ask the question more. Do they understand that story in Ethiopia that, you know, he's somehow Jamaica's connected to them? Because it seemed like Jamaica really believes in their psyche that they're part of Ethiopia. What's your take on that?
Well, up until the story of Haile Selassie with the lions, that's all that story background is King Tedros. King Tedros, as Brother West had mentioned last week, King Tedros was known walking barefoot emperor, and he had all the lions around him, from the black lion to the normal lions, male, females. He controlled them. They weren't pets, and they moved at his will because he was in tune. He was Jewish. He stayed Jew. Of course, we didn't use that name. We used Beta Israel,
right?
And Beta Israel means house of Israel, right? And when you mentioned Amos chapter 9 verse 7, there's another part in there where the inheritance of the nations, and that's talking about the African Americans, and so African Americans and Ethiopians were all tied in, except you're from Ishmael, and Judah was scattered all everywhere. Just like, you know, this 10 kids of Judah left, and then his uncle Ishmael's over here, his aunt Adina is over in this area, so y'all get scattered out. So
now,
some of y'all are
that's
here.
The Ethiopians, now, that's why I wanted to say this, because I know that Western, what you saying in the West, that seems to be really few here. When I see Ethiopians in a restaurants here, and I've mentioned to some of them, they don't have that same thought pattern about how we talking here, like how you saying here about them being the 12 tribes of Israel and this, that. I don't hear that story coming out to the ones there. Did you hear that story from them, or is that something that, you know, we taking it as a Western thing? Because, I mean, how do they present themselves? Again, I'm trying to figure out, because they've been not touched, are they the anointed Israel? Or because they right there where the Bible says these people at, I mean, using animals as security, like you saying mentally, is that something that we should be like saying, okay, that's not bad, because that's what we're doing today, basically. If we're taking the same concept and it's coming for these people might believe they're controlling us based on these emperors that we got from the past that was able to perform these out, because again, due to Ethiopia, so they have the Ark of the Covenant there. That's what I've seen on many channels, many things. You was at the churches. You got beautiful pictures. They look like they got afros. They got afros. They got different looks. So I'm trying to figure out, like, are we trying to say secretly instead of saying openly that this is this concept of the 12 tribes of Israel is like Ethiopian. And then where did the Jews that we call the Jews, how did that play then? Because they are actually saying that they are family with the Ethiopians. Remember they made that agreement years ago? That's when I first got a whiff for that. That's before I even met you. I think everybody had that era where Israel allowed them to come, because I was think I was in the Yahweh. That we felt like we was going, I think Ben Amin, Israel went, Ben Amin Carter went, a lot of people going to Israel. But they had to prove it, because that story, the story that you're saying now, is actually went to court in some cases in Israel. How do you take that with the rest of the, because Ethiopians don't seem to want to help with those cases. Are they connected that much into Jewish affairs that they ain't seeing this the way we see it?
Well, the time when you spoke about Haile Selassie coming to America and going to Jamaica, right. Number one, they pressured him to go there. Right. And And the name Ross McConan, Ross is a person in the Bible, and he had a wife. And one of the wives was Abbas, and then that's where they get their names from. So the Ross is coming from an actual person in the Bible, through the lineage of through Abraham, through Noah, through that connection. So that was one point I had to bring up. So when Haile Selassie came to America, he was trying to find out if it was that my great-grandfather might have been in America, because my great-grandfather had changed the name, right? So it was... Haile Selassie, in order to be an Israelite, you got to connect with this. You cannot be a Christian holding a Jewish position. It's like you're supposed to drink. It doesn't work. It's like you can't be that. You can't be the conquering line of Judah or Yehuda if you are a Christian. There's no such thing as that. And so the power of being a Christian was left from them. They got put to sleep. But the only difference with Haile Selassie before he was overthrown is that he had kept the images in the churches, and it was Ethiopian angels, black angels and everything, because Ethiopia is one of their churches. Their names are after the angels, Oriel, Mikael, Gabriel.
Okay, so
Enoch,
because they say the book Enoch is supposedly of Ethiopia, Abyssinia, and so forth like that. So these old books do have some connection to Ethiopia. Now, let me ask, because again, the Ethiopians, how would they receive black America, as we call it right now, or Jamaica or Haiti? If all of us was to say we want to go back there and that's our homeland, how would they perceive that in your mind? Like, what would they say? Because if we listen to how you're saying, I would be glorified to know, because it is in the Bible. It's in everybody's Bible. We've been here in Ethiopia for years. We never went there. No one ever says, let's go there. You know, it's not talked about, but it's actually worshipped around the world. They got people from all over the world, everybody, going to these old churches. Just go on YouTube, put in Ethiopia cathedrals. And that's another thing. According to Dr. Williams, and who I love, They were the ones that built the cathedrals. So how do we look at that if they built these beautiful monasteries? Because you remember you just said earlier that your uncle or one of the relatives went into these countries and they became in love with them. That's what these so-called cathedrals were about. They these castles, and these people fell in love with that system. How did we look at that without saying, well, you know, they had a history in that? Never talked about. We never talk about. The Ethiopians building cathedrals in different parts of Europe and the world. I mean, why do you think that's kept secret?
Well, when we get to terminology, like say Ethiopians, and I always say so-called African Americans, because as before, the whole continent was called Ethiopians. So
right.
When I say that the capital here was built by Ethiopians, I'm actually talking about people who are African Americans and people who are Abyssinians who were under Cherokee. That's what the Ethiopians, the Abyssinians that came to America 3,300 years ago, and they later became the Cherokee. And they had their nation. The nation Chief Warhorse come from, she had her own, they had their own nation. Yeah, so they had their, like, Right. They had a nation. Like, it was, they had, like, an existent government and everything. The we, the people. And matter of fact, we should be suing this American government for plagiarism of the United States Constitution. It's plagiarism.
Okay, so we should sue on the plate because that, but not under the slave, because basically, again, now let's go there, because now I sent pictures on the thing. It shows that bondage was in that land, Kemet, Ethiopia, whatever you want, y'all want to call it right at this moment, but let's just say these nations. And I kind of put a little alien perspective into, because somehow we ain't really the brightest group on the planet, like we seen. And then yet we see that we follow nature, and nature is like a consuming thing. It's like, you know, it devours off itself. So, I mean, like, it seems like the Bible God and everybody had a retribution system. You know, like, if you don't do what we say, boom, boom, boom. How do we take that then by things that happen to us in life, that if this is like, remember, we talk about these guys, and it's a female cohort with these people. Like, Yahweh has a cohort that's feminine. And like, all of them got these cohorts that are feminine, but again, we seem to leave those things out. Ethiopia women were some of the most enchanting people in history, according to some of the folklore. She was one of the reasons why that lore became big. If they had women warriors and all this other stuff, you think maybe that's why, maybe the base of the operation, being that I'm kind of nervous that, that this guy is actually Tedros. His name is Tedros from the World Health Organization. That's why their story is so phenomenal. That it's like, wow. I mean, it is Tedros. How do you take that name being used as being the face of the World Health Organization? How does Ethiopia take? Are they happy? Because is Ethiopia like, they're really happy about this, or do they see it like, you know, oh, this is unbelievable because he's going to give us shots? Are shots being given to the Ethiopians? As you know,
well, the New World Order, World Health, and all that, they're not there for the benefit of anybody. Someone getting selected doesn't give them any power, doesn't give them any stance. However, the name Tedros in the tone itself, there's a 600-year-old prophecy from the churches that's today Christianity and today Islam, the Muslims in there, about Prince Tedros that will return to Ethiopia
right.
in 40 years of peace.
Right, there you go. That's what I wanted to see, because I read that stuff. I want to see, now how's that work in the eyes of Ethiopia? Now, in the eyes of Ethiopia, because you represent them as well, because you are been brought into the Ethiopian government and everything. How are they acting about all this? I mean, are they like what they're happy about what's going on in the world? I mean, what do they complain about the most in there that you've seen? Because it seems like, you know, they're in the mix with a lot of heavy technology and everything. You told me also that they represent Wanda, you know, in the movie of Black Panther, based on the technology and all the, you know, the things that take place. How do you look at that as being part of the pillar of Africa?
Well, anything that's a part of a prophecy of something to come is, in like the Bible, there's always that one that comes and brings all the chaos, and why that whole region got everybody in an uproar, because if that time is coming. So when the Bible says all these things and this shall come to pass, that means you're going to be, it's going to happen. It's not like you're going to go and stop it. This is what was in the will to happen. So all we have to do is just watch the times. But when we say the abyss, meaning, you know, Abyssinia, it has two correlations. There's another planet that's called Abyssinia in another galaxy, which mm-hmm. you can find on the walls in the cuneiform and out there that was spoken by the Anunnaki, which Mekada, which is Nagish Shiva, she's an angel. She's one of the 420 elders. She's one of the archangels. So her history in Ethiopia, in that region, is multiple times. She's like our mother, just like we was created in the image. She was there in the beginning. She was what part of those angels group that was doing different breedings. And that's why the whole genealogy was about mixing in and trying to breed out disagreeableness. And
so
then there was another time.
So you take the Ethiopians, like, for instance, some of these stories that Ethiopia has, because they have very different structures, too. I mean, the Ethiopian has a very, some of them have very high cheekbones, narrow noses, different look than some of the traditional belief systems of Africa. They, you know, they have all the phenol parts mainly, you know, is in throughout Africa. They have a different look in some cases. You think like the pharaohs where they had their heads become bigger. You think that has anything? Because they do have that certain look, some of the Ethiopians, and then you have certain parts of Africa that has that look. And the surrounding areas of Ethiopia, Eritrea and Madagascar. I mean, I'm asking you because we're not maybe ever going to be able to go to Ethiopia. But do you see the coalition that, do they feel they have a kindred spirit with us over here? That in your, I mean, you do, but I'm asking them, as I ain't talking about you as an individual. I'm talking about the national scene that you see in Ethiopia. How would you think they look at us as being part of them?
Well, for them as a people, they are sleeping. They've been put under sleep and conditioned into a certain mindset. However, any foreigner coming over here has already instructed how to deal with African Americans.
Right.
Ain't
that
here.
Amazing, though?
And,
yeah, so we, yeah, yeah.
And that is...
Yep.
Certain conditions,
yeah,
they have to follow
deep.
Because they could wake you up on certain things, but
they
you're
could.
In a state of chaos.
But they refuse. They refuse, basically.
Well, they don't have the freedom at home either. It's like it's not a bliss life where Europeans still control everything over there. Everything's being controlled by them.
Except
they got the African Union. And it's Europeans behind that.
But what about
every leader?
Let's go with the history of that. Let's go with the history of that because you said something that I like, and we've been talking about that, me, you, and a few others. If Ethiopia, some people didn't even know, Ethiopia is like the original African country to join the League of Nations in the 20s, 1920. I mean, what you think they've been talking about? And I mean, to this day, it's not that, it's not like they left it. Like even if Haile Selassie was, you know, not great to y'all. What about the rest of the leaders? I mean, so from what point do we look at what we see in now as any reflection of what we consider the ancient Egypt or the ancient Ethiopia? Because what you're saying is what we're saying. You're saying they that brainwashed too, that they can't see it either. Is that kind of like where we at with that? Or and I'm gonna get some callers in because then let's get to the top of the hour close. But yeah, give me your thoughts on that, because you actually lived it. You lived there. You seen it. They accepted, like, would they accept a bunch of us, like, if we was to come at once? That's what I would like, though, because they rich. They come over here and have stores. I don't see none of them without no money. They got liquor stores all through Georgia. They got liquor stores. They got restaurants now being popped up all through parts of Miami. I mean, they in a rich area. So how do we look at this?
Well, let me just go back to the League of Nations and the Haile Selassie.
Yeah, hit that first.
His whole purpose being propped up by Europeans was to get access for the first time of Europeans into Ethiopia in search of the Ark of the Covenant and such other varied treasures. Because they had all the books and the Talbots and the sacred texts and scrolls that the high priest, King Tedros, had. Tedros was not like, you know, Tedros wasn't normal. Like, you can go and see white picture of Jesus, about 1 million white paper paintings, bumper stickers of a white Jesus. But you will find 9 million paintings, bumper stickers and images of Tedros. Tedros is the Jesus of their day and time, and the part of the conquering lion of Yehuda.
And Ethiopia, like the pictures that you sent to me, and I want y'all to see. They definitely got the warrior look and everything. Let me ask you, that's what I'm talking about. that warrior look that they had back in the days, you saying was like a killing of somebody, like somebody was usurping somebody's power, like the Bible story say. And what do you think of the British or the Italians, came in and tried to, because ever since now, they have never went against the League of Nations. They, matter of fact, they're the World Health Organization. So how do we look at that now, being that they've been in there for a long time? Long time. How do y'all? I don't know. What y'all think? We're gonna take some calls. I want y'all thoughts on this too, because that's a long time, and the history is phenomenal. I mean, and your story is talking about the book. You got a couple books, and like I say, you've been on the program before. You family's program is, we grew up listening to you as well. Right now, I'm thinking to you is that if you could ever get some type of reality type of show for people to come over there and set it up, please put me in the mix for that one.
That'll definitely work.
Please, I will have no problem hanging out with you Alabas. I would love to do that. But let's take it even further, though, because you mentioned this thing with the gold, and we talked about that was on the thread, and then we talked with a lot of people about the money and everything. Now, this Bible story, and because it is a Hebrew, and I'm not y'all know, I went on the Hebrew. They do not attribute Hebrew to being the first languages. They actually said it comes out of Egypt and Baja of Somalia language. That was the Cushite and Chaldeans language, they claim. And it says, you look it up, I don't know the Baja, but B-E-J-A, Baja, and Somali. Now, the Somali, let's go with that premise, because everybody thinks the Somali is Ethiopian. I mean, just seems that way. But don't you find out that certain parts of this country have catered to the continent of Africa? And, I mean, you would never think that a Somali would be in Minnesota in a political power the way you see the squad knee member up there doing what she do. Now, isn't that strange that you see a lot of these African countries, and I heard Nigeria. Now, let's just go with these countries in the mundane of what they deal with each other. But Nigeria is rich. Africa got more billionaires than America. That's a fact. So I don't know, how do we balance that story, Brother Caddy, that Africa ain't like it's poor. It's like we've been like told this lie like it's poor. But it's super rich, and I see a lot of, and I say billionaire, I mean black. A lot of them are billionaires through religion as well. I mean, they got like a battle of, they got mines. They got, now, again, I want to know how come we don't look the same way y'all do, because y'all don't have a problem with India coming in and taking over parts of the trade with y'all, with Ethiopia. I'm just using because you Ethiopia close, we got the Ethiopia. If that's the case, how do you view that? Because that Silk China trade, that Silk Line that we all talked about, that's biblical. You see the New World Order, basically a trade, it's basically just a money exchange more than anything else. It's business as usual, just in somebody else's hands. What's your take on that? Being that that's a kind of like a Bible story.
Well, let me say this, and I will go with the bondage. 400 years ago, this what you just said would have been normal to say a Somali is in the Minnesota region, meaning that whatever nation that was in America, we existed just like they existed now. But we don't want to acknowledge that the same thing that happened with South Africa happened here to five different nations. In the Civil War, the prophecy saying that Abraham's seed, that's the Ishmael, because Ishmael disappeared from the Bible in the area of the East. But Ishmael, who are African Americans, who is the uncle to Judah, who is still the uncle to many of us Ethiopians.
Let's go there. Because most people, and I'm going to bring the heat on because we're getting hot. Now, most people look at this as a Masonic story. of the star system. Like they're not going to really say. And I'm going to get deep with everybody today. We got they'll say that's made up. All these are allegory. It is no 12. There's the 12 zodiac signs, and people have taken this into bringing into some type of lineage and all that stuff. Well, then let's go with the premise that okay, if these lineages, you say the tribe of Judah can't be Judah, Yehuda, then who do they have sex with the most? What group did these people, because you can only have lineage through sex. So if the sex lineage, meaning that if I conquer these people, I'm going to subdue them, just like nature did with the lions, that the real lions I told all y'all about, that was actually based off a lot of these things going on today, as well as he said earlier with the Disney movie. Okay, if they're doing this, and I'm going to play Inky in a minute because you brought up, I want to find out then, is this alien? Because who would come up concept of giving jurisdiction to people, able to use animals as hunting people down, like you just heard earlier, a system or whatever, if you was a criminal, you ran, they wouldn't run, the animal would go get you. Now, that system seems to be permeated through all of time now. I see monkeys actually can be able to fight. No doubt about it. If we're going to send a monkey into space, obviously he could definitely fight. Now, these things that we just talked about with your uncle and all this, they had telepathy, obviously. You know, Dr. Doolittle type shit. So I'm trying to figure out if it came from, you know, just people that look like dark people, whatever the case may be for y'all in the mind. I mean, it still does not explain why we're going along with the self-destruction of white supremacy then. Because you or yourself and everybody on this line is about 90% agreed that the white people weren't even in power, basically, during this time, except for these last 400 years when we initiated the Portuguese into the craft of sailing. And so I'm trying to figure out why then is it a problem when we don't teach that. Yeah, how come these families ain't merchants? You know, like you said, how come the 12 tribes and them can't be really pirates? Because ain't no good coming from having, all I can see is gangsterism. Because if we all tribes, 12 of us, what about the rest of the people who ain't going to be with us? What are we going to do to them? I want to hear from y'all. Today. I'm going to let you answer first. But I want you to tell me, what does that mean by us being so close to God? What are we going to get rid of the people who ain't close to God? Because it got to be some end game to this shit.
Well, the thing is, what we don't pay attention to in the Bible is that we're looking at us. So when God blessed the land of Israel and made a covenant, no one could mess with anybody in that land. But guess what? They left on their own will.
So why would
that's why the covenant was left. They left on their own will and went to Egypt. And so and God told them, said, look, you know, my other children there, they don't like your ass, you know, but they took their ass on down there.
So the question to everybody, and I'm glad you're saying that because we want everybody to listen now. That's a hell of a question because that's the story that y'all going to church in a little while to hear. And I think it has validity because it does look like to me that God, somewhere down the line, this species that came forth, did not want to be a part of what God had for them and said, I got some other people that's going to take care of you, which would be social services. And then when I gave the social services, one day you're going to be saying, damn, I wish I would have stayed with God because social services drugged me up and beat my ass and did all kinds of shit. So basically, you can look at it on that level. Or you can say God was experimenting on my ass so much, I fled. I don't know which one is going to be today, but y'all better get ready because this show is not over yet. We got Antoinette this Wednesday with Brother Eddie doing their thing. Wednesday night, we hope to have Brother Ray and everybody coming through. Again, 3 o'clock, the drumming. We'll be right back with us. But I got to play this for all y'all before we take this out. Those of you getting kicked off the line, I do not know what goes on the internet. But you can jump on now and try to stay on as long as you can because after 1 o'clock, it is over. So jump on lines, and we can do what we can. We can stay on the line after 1, but unfortunately, no control over the internet. Now, those of y'all, keep your peace. We ain't finished yet. We want Brother Sean Caddy. And Sean Caddy, you want to have, like I say, military, everything. It just such a level-headed brother. It's like family when we talk. So it's like, you know, we get into a deep conversation, hey, and we keep it coming, like, when we going to hook up? Look, let's go with that premise, because there's a lot of people robbing these ancient areas. I mean, militarily, we're going to see wars in Babylon where they took all the artifacts. I mean, are we fighting like a galactic? Somebody making a lot of noise, so please put yourself on mute. I hear echoing. So y'all just mute yourself. Only Sean Caddy supposed to be me. So you think it's like do you think it's a war on the earth for divine remnants of the ancient past? Because it looks like they be going off to get these ancient artifacts to create itself again. They need that energy. What's your thoughts on them finding these ancient? And also, I want you to answer, do you think the Ark of the Covenant is in Ethiopia? But go ahead, answer the first one.
All right. Well, do you remember that blackout in New York City, 1977, in July?
Yeah, I remember we had a blackout. It didn't affect us as much. Yes, it did. Niagara Falls. Yes, it did. That was a power vista. Correct. Correct. Yes.
That was my intro. And there was a vortex from the Pisabai Falls, which is the Blue Nile Waterfalls, and it's connected all the way to Niagara Falls.
Right, Niagara Falls, where I'm from. That's right. Okay, go ahead.
We will have a time when we're going to go to Ethiopia, and we're going to go into the waterfalls, and we're going to be able to go freely, and you will see the vortex. Like, I was on Niagara Falls on the Canadian side, and there's
right.
still so many caves and caverns. So I'm pretty sure it's on the other side, with your side.
It's on
the
side because, like I say, Niagara Falls, you know, still rolling. They admitted that giants. We did a show back in the day when I first got into this information about the giants, and the giants is definitely mentioned in the Alleghenies up in the Lake Chautauqua. They claim these was carved out by giant people. Now, they found bones in these areas. This is a fact. You better go look it up. I know people think it, but they found bones of giants everywhere on the earth. So it's not like this is a made-up phenomenon. But a giant today would be Shaq or some, you know, or the giant of the. So giants still are with us. Just that, the Watusis and all these people were giants. So my point to you is, with all this different diversity in that continent, especially Africa and India, it seems to be tribal anyway. So that tribal story is not far-fetched, because I think the whole system is tribal to me.
Right. And that was the corruption that had started amongst the angels in the creation, because for us, they say, like, now man has become like one of us, knowing good
and
evil.
Okay.
So this whole thing, like, there's like the 24 elders, they call them, they're the ones who keep the angels in check for their devilishment, you know. And then we're here on earth, and
I like that you said for their devilishment. Now that we got 90 seconds, y'all better jump on 515-605-9343. Y'all better jump on before they take you off. If not, if they keep you on the internet, do the podcast, repodcast it, and send it out to others. And if you want to, I don't even trust this no more. They're saying, got to be aware of Cash App. So if you feel nervous, I understand. But send me as much as you can. Cash App, Bravo. We'll love you anyway. So nonetheless, let's get back to this program. Let me just say this. If it is tribal, then okay, let's take that tribal thing, and then resources have to be sustained. So basically, we become intrigued with learning how to, what? Because everybody wants to believe that we were this vegetarian group. You got that? I'm just going to bring it out there because I know it's a battle. But I see that nature eats itself. Now, I could take it a bunch of ways if I'm really demonically crazy or got devilishment, because people do eat people. This is a fact. How do you take these ancient stories of cannibalism and come to find out they're in all parts of Africa as well? Should we be surprised at what we see in the day with the cannibalization of, I don't know if we're eating real food when we say, super burger or divine burger. It ain't, if it ain't animals, I mean, how do we know what we really getting? And is that a sin in the eyes of the so-called gods? Because it looks like the worship of these divine sacrificial or sacrificing is pretty much part of the Bible, the Quran, the Torah, the protocols of Zion. I mean, how do we look at these books that come out this ancient eras of really like taking advantage of people per se? How do you look at that, being that, you know, Hebrewism or Jewishism or however we want to call it right now, does not have a good side as well. They have a good and bad. So where are we at in this side? Are we in the good side of divinity, or are we on the bad side of divinity right now?
Well, as far as the Hebrew go, African Americans and the Ethiopians were in Israel, and what they did, they split into two groups because one was taking the Ark of the Covenant into Egypt first, and the other group went to America. And that's why they started calling themselves the Hebrews, because they crossed over, and their deception was to throw off whoever was trying to track them. But they had sent the Ark of the Covenant down into Elephantine Island, which is in Egypt, and then later they had put it on one of the islands, one of the 42 islands that sits on Lake Tana, which is the source of the Blue Nile River, which flows all the way through Egypt. Right. So all of those things are connected, but the thing is with the Hebrews is that
how they get to us. Now let me go with that, because here's where the people are gonna have to ask some questions on that one as well, because everybody say we was there. I mean, there's a vast amount of land in between all that. So what we saying, what, the Nigerians and the Mali? I mean, it's a vast area before they even could get to our side of our world. So I don't think they came to our side of the world. I wouldn't come to our side of the world. It got too much land to cover. It take a lot of years to go across. So either they went into the lands of the Indian Ocean, or they went through the canal or what they call the Mediterranean area. So, or they went through that Persian line. So basically, those are the lands that they had to be engulfed with mainly, don't you think, in those areas before they even thought about coming way across that, unless they were in some type of other vehicles. Now, if you want to say, they had to be in other vehicles. All right, let's get it. I just want people to go there now, because I'm trying to get y'all to see if they're in other vehicles, y'all, because you can't do it in today's vehicles. Even today, it couldn't even get across as fast if they want to. All right, we'll be right back. But when we come back, this is the story that everybody's been talking about, basically. And they end up wanting gold.
Have you ever wondered why schools teach so little, if anything, about the world's first advanced civilization, especially when it introduced so many things we still use today? Why the mystery around Sumeria, which was in Mesopotamia and what's now modern-day Iraq? After all, here are just some of what they gave us. The modern calendar, based on lunar cycles, the 60-20 counting system used for geometry and measuring time, the wheel, the plow, irrigation systems like levees and canals, sailboats. They even spoke the first known language. And, most importantly, they left evidence of the first recorded writing. That's a lot of intelligent contributions to humanity. So why aren't we taught more about this clearly advanced and influential civilization? Well, connect the dots, and you'll discover why the omission could be deliberate. Sumerians were accurate in creating many advanced systems, yet we dismiss their history of man as mere mythology. And why is that? Well, if we gave the same credibility to their written history as we've given their inventions, we'd be teaching a completely different version of our origins and we'd be thinking a lot more about what our future may hold. So let archaeologists continue to debate the history and evolution of man. If you go to the source, here's what the first civilization ever to record history revealed about our past. In 1849, a British archaeologist discovered 14 tablets in Sumeria. To date, these are the oldest known writings, and they date back to the 24th century BC. While the stories on them share much of what other ancient writings say, they put a whole new spin on the other ancient sacred texts. You see, while they do refer to a father of all beginnings, or some kind of ultimate supreme being, the tablets say that the creators in Genesis, the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, these were polytheistic gods of ours, otherworldly beings, or just plain out, they were aliens. The entire first two tablets explain who they were and where they were from. Tablet 3 tells of the 6 days of creation, or settlement, on Earth. Later, they explain how the human race was genetically manipulated by these beings and did not evolve randomly. Even the technology Sumerians gave us came from these beings. Are you interested now in knowing more about what the Sumerians had to say about our history? Here are selected legends from the 14 tablets and their parallels with other ancient sources. According to the Sumerian tablets, 445,000 years ago, creator gods, as they call it, came to Earth. The only inhabitants of Earth were wild and undomesticated animals, and early ancestors of man. These beings were called the Anunnaki, which means those who from heaven to Earth came. The Anunnaki inhabited a distant orbiting planet called Nibiru, which only entered our solar system every 3,600 years. They described Nibiru as many times the diameter of Earth and abundant with iron oxide, making its rivers and lakes appear red. Now, a side note about Nibiru. According to the tablets, Nibiru's atmosphere began to deteriorate and become a hostile place for life, and in order to restore it, the Anunnaki needed one important element for their atmosphere, gold. Now, here are a few interesting facts. There is proof that gold nanoparticles can be used to repair our damaged ozone. It shields radiation, which explains why NASA uses gold foils in their space stations. While NASA is currently aware of 8 official planets in our solar system, there has been much speculation about the wobbly orbit of 2 planets, which points to the likely gravitational pull of a very large mass, which has yet to be discovered. Now, detection of this mass traces back decades, but in October of 2017, NASA published an article called "The Super Earth That Came Home for Dinner," stating, "There are now 5 different lines of observational evidence pointing to the existence of Planet 9. If you were to remove this explanation and imagine Planet 9 does not exist, then you generate more problems than you solve." Clearly, there is potential of another planet yet to be discovered in our solar system.
I'm going to leave it there. We're about to open up the mic. We got my man, Sean Caddy. Sean Caddy, give us a little brief synopsis of what you think about that. I mean, creator gods, you said the 24, the 42 elders and all this. I mean, seems to me.
let me say this. My book, 9 Will Be Prince, Abyssinia, is called Kulu Alamayo from the ninth, from the seventh planet, but I'm the 9. And you know, 9 Will Be Prince, that's me.
Yeah.
I am one of those, and there's the 9 Will Be King. And guess what? Guess what? That 144,000, the 144,000 talking about, is the brothers and sisters that decided to come on down to Earth and wanted to hang out for 36 years and 3,600 years, and you got all that time to get it together because one of the chiefs coming from the Biru is coming to wake you up. Malachi Murdoch is the chief, but one of his lesser chiefs is like, okay, time's up. Come on. That's why Nibiru's coming back. We are the children. That's you. The Ishmael people, let me tell you, I have talked with the creator. Let me just tell you. He told me all about the Ethiopians. They're great people. I said, what about the African-Americans? Why'd you have me grow up in that environment? Because he said, they're the most supreme. They my first. And nothing in this world going to turn good until they get up and come together and put it right. It's going to be the African-Americans.
Now, let's go with that premise. Let's go with that premise today. Okay, I'm going to open up the mic. Y'all had a lot to digest. Let's go with what we've been here. I'm going to go for the top. I'm going to call your number in, and y'all come in, and let's make sure we get everybody in. We can because there's no time. Let's go with that, brother. I'm going to go from the top to the bottom. I'm going to hit one from the top. I'm going to hit one from the bottom to meet to the middle. You at the top right now. Let me see. Oh, we got some more people. Okay, let me go to 1-877. Let me you at the top. I'll see it. 1-877. Going once. 1-8.
All right, I'm here. Hey, Dry Ball.
There you go.
Hey, Sean, Patty, how you doing?
Hello, sister. Nice to hear you.
Thank you. I am a big fan of Enoch, who is from Ethiopia. And my research is Ethiopia used to be like the number one pagan city in the ancient days where, you know, like Enoch was the pagan god. And he got in touch with the fallen angels. And the fallen angels spoke about how genetic modification came in play with the angels that connected with the humans. And the monkey is something that is very important in our country and around the world because there's a lot of symbolism on the monkey. And I feel very strongly that the monkey was one of the very first animals probably that they genetically modified because they're genetically modifying a lot of animals now, even our food. So do you think that the monkey was modified and that's why it's so special to them now, and now they want to change the name because they don't want people to research the history of the monkey.
Yeah, that's possible. Very good question. Good one. Very good. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, sister, let me address this. I heard you mention Enoch many times, and the first thing that's telling me is that you're from his bloodline, and that's your connection, and that's why you keep relating to him, because there are many offsprings that Enoch has, and so for you to keep relating to him like that is showing that you have some type of blood relation. You have a spiritual side that you can connect with. You just do it the way he did it. And the things he do, you can do it. Just connect the way he connected. Now, when you, as far as going back into the monkey, well, it doesn't matter what their name is because in our language it's what we say it is. So they got to keep.
Yeah.
Well, the monkey was used in part of a graphication with the chimpanzee, the ape, and the gorilla. And when someone calling a black man or a black woman a monkey, you got to look at the physical description because the monkey has the thin lips. He has hair all over his body. He's sometimes out of character. It can be a savage, can be cunning. And so then when you look at a certain mankind that was given certain genes from other ape species, and yeah, but that's not talking about
now,
us as black people.
But then there is a folklore, and I'm gonna go kick some more callers. That folklore of even the Black Panther movie, the albino story. Like sometimes these things are based off the albino symbolism that's throughout the earth and in Africa as well. And that seems to be a mutation. And then we get these movies, mutant and everything, and we don't realize that might be what they practice to create, because country got mutations on their soils. Let me get some more people. 450, 405. Y'all can talk about any question or just make a comment because we want to hear from you today. It's like something new every day. Go ahead. 5045. That's Miami. Go ahead, Miami. I hear you. 5045. All right, let me go to 9927. Go back in there. 9927. Go ahead. Jump in.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead. There you go. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
I was going to say, man, there's a lot of things that seem to affect humanity that have a higher intelligent origin in terms of how they put these crafted these stories and put them together and in the simplest form for humans to be able to accept. So I just think that there had to be a point where they were exposed and there was some type of confrontation with humans and that pretty much pushed them back into the shadows. It's something to really question, you know, and being the seed of different seeds, far as like from progenitors, as far as the Anunnaki that they talk about, as far as like people that came from somewhere else, it's quite astonishing to ponder it. But I just think we have on a humanistic level, we have not done our job to kind of really expose those these hidden elements and pretty much really dissect them and look into them much further.
Yeah.
You know, so my question would be to the guest would be is like, is there a combination of just the spiritual stories given as well as the physical evidences that are around the whole planet that we should be putting together to formulate a better awareness? And I think once we hit that awareness, do you think that's when we'll be able to actually see these beings? I think my answer is
yeah. Yeah, because I like that. I'll let you answer, Brother Carey, too. I think that it's something that we ain't seeing, or some of us do see. I can't say we all say, maybe some people seen things that you'd be like, question your mindset. Did I see that? It's different things that's happening, I guess, to everybody. But, I mean, what's the spiritual element, man, when you look at it, Brother Carey, about how people are, I mean, they're going into space. They're cutting the atoms. They're trying to be a new species. Is that, how do we look at that? Because If this technology is divine and they ever to create a new life, which let's go with this concept, could that be? Because according to the scripture, everybody, Yahweh ain't got no problem putting us in slavery. That's where I try to figure out. That's the part that I leave out. According to those scriptures, he don't seem like he got a problem with us. Matter of fact, he said, guess what? I'm gonna make sure the people who do it to you, that you don't touch them until I give them judgment. So even if we wanted to do something according to this cataclysmic scripture, state that they can't be touched. So how do we address that, Brother Caddy, as well? And then we'll take some more calls on what's happening. Because we're just doing scriptural. Is it a battle of what? We might supposed to be going through this according to the scriptures for our actions. Ain't that what those of you on the line now, ain't that is the punishment is you get jacked, basically. And I mean, let's be real. You got go ahead, Brother Caddy. Ain't that really like the punishment?
Well, yes. So when you get to the name Enos out of the children, that means human.
Yeah.
And that's when man began to call on God. Meaning when we were connected, before we were disobedient, we were connected to the Creator and to the source of everything. It was us who went away. That's why the Bible, it doesn't matter if they, see, the thing is, the Bible is not a fake story because these people are fake.
No way.
Ain't
no fake story. Just got some symbolism going on. That's very...
Here's what I'm saying. These stories and things have existed. The problem we have is what we have in today. We have other people all up in our lives every day who know that God will be here for a short time and cause a disruption. Therefore, it goes into our literature, how they just put themselves in. So the stories actually existed. But it's just that when these people came in, they started modifying to put themselves in it. So somebody can say, well, there is no Jesus, so what? There was still a Messiah. We just looking at their version of it.
Yeah. What they're going to say. But then again, like I told you earlier, I said you're going to say, well, everybody could be Jesus because Jesus represents like a persecution of humanity in some people's eyes. You know, you got different views of Jesus. The physicality of Jesus is most likely, I think a brother said, where's his grave? Whatever we're talking about. And I said, you know, you couldn't find the grave of your individual because they do have grave robbers. But the thing about this is, Jesus, what does Jesus really mean? And is it all bad? Because it's symbol. He worked, look at the sun disk behind him. Obviously, it looks like Horus is involved. So it got connotations of a connection of all these gods coming together. Let me get y'all, let me get some more of y'all in here. Let me get some more of y'all in here. 9927, you can jump in. I just want to make sure everybody knows.
Brother Caddy, I just want to say thank you for coming aboard and giving us that knowledge because we really appreciate it. We do need it. And I'm a pause at this time because I'm in travel right now, folks. Thank you so much. I appreciate you folks. Love y'all.
All right. Yeah, all right.
Don't appreciate you,
hey, don't make yourself use insurance. Don't try to use no insurance. All right. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead, brother. I see, brother.
Yeah, there you go.
Brother West. Go ahead, brother West. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good knowledge, man. And what he said, what he did, we can do also. But hey, look here, man. I got two questions, man. After this other question about the Ark of the Covenant, man. Since you royalty, will they let you say if me and you go to Ethiopia? Since you got poor, will they let you in there so we can see the Ark of the Covenant, man?
Well, the thing is, it's no longer there. It's taken up, and on the spiritual side or the real side, it's in the place called the Crystal City. It was taken up after Tegros.
Okay.
Right,
go ahead,
brother. Go ahead, brother. Ask your second question. Go ahead.
Yeah. You saying something about somebody keeping these fallen angels in check, the elders, man. That's good, man. But who is the one that keep the book, man? Because I had, I saw like a hologram, Enoch or whoever that was came to me at the end of foot of my bed with a book, man, flipping the pages and looking at me, man. Was that Enoch?
I don't know.
I feel like this. Whoever you saw and whatever come to your mind, then that's your spiritual side.
Yeah, we can't say. Yeah, I can't tell you what you've seen that day.
But there are books that, because that could be a spiritual sign for you because the revelation is the little books mentioned.
Yep.
One of the, actually, and I know where I fit into the revelation, which comes into the, especially Revelations 19 and Revelations 20 into 21. But 21, it says, I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. So the meaning, like,
now,
you're going to see this thing in the atmosphere. Inside
the planet. Now, let's go with this. Hold on. Now, that's like the movie Nope. I told you it was a flying pussy. It was flying around. So, how do we know what this thing is that's going to come out of, because again, anything come from outer space ain't got the same body I got at the moment because he able to go in and out or whatever it is. Even our spaceships can't do that. So basically, whatever coming. Now, let's go with that premise because y'all keep saying these things. I want to make sure y'all understand. Now, you saying celestial being is out there, and I'm going to tell you why I say this because NASA and them, it's saying, y'all send the technology to me. Y'all been sending it. NASA and them, and you said something. NASA and them are saying they see it. The whole Earth saying they seeing a planet. I ain't making this up. I went on there when y'all said they are actually looking at you like, well, they are actually spending money on this. For real. Like, I don't know if it's made to be fake, but let's ask this question, everybody.
Hey.
Now, CERN is out there. Let's go. Hey, could this be biblical? Could they be opening up the seven gates? Because, I mean, who to say that they don't have, I mean, if they're able to figure this out, because they're using the earth and everything abundant of the earth to be able to pull this off, is this could be the Bible story right before our very eyes, if they're able to pull this off with the CERN, things coming into the portals, and we're seeing phenomena never seen before. We saying things that hey, I'm not like, so what y'all think about that?
Jarbones, let me ask you real quick. You mentioned celestial beings. What makes you think that you can't be one? What makes you think that
I'm not saying
you're sitting here looking at you're proving it to all these things people doing in the world is going against the people. Ain't that kind of like you somebody that's trying to keep a check on some people? Ain't that what a celestial being do? Ain't that what dry bones do?
You
sitting there talking about yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're doing the same job. So that's the spirit part of you. You know there's a connection, but it ain't time for you to connect on everything yet. Everything comes when it comes in time. Like my connection might have started 7 years, and yours might take 4 years, but we connect at a certain time because we go through certain experiences. But you are one of those celestial beings, whether you identify that or not.
They say we saw y'all. That we did program. I'm glad we're bringing this up. I'm glad you're bringing this up. Now, I'm not saying it ain't for now, but the thing is, the people who listen to us, they say if we can come from two different dynamics and actually agree pretty much on everything at this moment. I'm just trying to bring some more dynamics to this stuff. If we are Star Child, you next. If we are Star Child or Star Children, I tend to say that if the celestial is if we microcosmic to the celestial, then obviously we are part of that celestial stream of life. So we ain't gonna debate that one because that's a good one there. Go ahead, Brother D. You want to say something? Brother D. You want somebody to say something? Our name. I got so many other lines open. Okay, let me ask some more questions because let's deal with what we're dealing with on the lower plane of reality. Now we're going into virtual. If people are taking their regular life and now want to substitute a new life, could that be construed as a new resurrection? The line's open.
Yeah.
Hey, I say yeah, man.
Okay. I'm going to keep going. Y'all say yay and nay. Just a yay and nay hour. I want to hear yay and nay hour. Okay. If this is the case, because I'm saying we're going to have to ask some questions. If America falls, I just out of all y'all, which country, don't try to say nobody, which country think you will want to help defend us?
You trying to see how long the show can go in silence?
hey, Kwame, say over time. Hey, boom.
Hey, man.
7472.
That's a good one, bro. Kwame. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, we ain't trying. I got Brother Kwame. I got lines open everywhere. Where's he at? Where's he at?
7472.
I'm listening, brothers. Thank you.
Okay, you listening. I seen your lines open. Let me see here. I don't see why he can't talk. I got every line. Oh, there you go. Is that him? Brother Kwame, that's you?
Yeah. Is that me?
No, this is Brother Harris here. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Okay, if he can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you, but your line ain't on here. Yeah, go ahead.
I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah,
go ahead,
thank
you,
Brother West, and excellent show, Dry Bones. You opened up with the clip with the guy talking about the police, and he opened up with it, and he went and he had to check it out. See, what we're doing here on this show right now is stop and frisk. We're frisking this body of knowledge, trying to see what is ours and what isn't ours, and doing our own policing of our story against his story. And the brother, and I give him his crown royal, that he has found his history connected to, but the land that we keep speaking on was named by the Greeks.
Uh-huh.
Ethiopia is a Greek word, meaning land of the black. In the Helios Biblios, it was called the land of Cush.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're looking at is the renaming of the continent that they went about changing the story. That's why we're doing a stop and frisk. We're frisking this history that has been given to us, in order to see where our story is and what his story, where his story was taken from. Because when you look at the religion part, because you started with monotheism, then you had the Cushites, which had the Coptic. Then when David Ben-Herod and Belial brought the prophet Muhammad to Cush, and they kept him there, and this is where they wrote the Quran, because he went into the cave and the angels talked to him, and Ben-Herod wrote the Quran, and Belial was the one who created the call to prayer. All of this began with those two places, Cush and Kemet. And so, and even what you talked about earlier, saying how did the Somalis get to the Nile, to Minnesota, that's where the Mississippi begins. And the Blue Nile, he spoke about the lake where the Blue Nile begins. Where the White Nile begins is Lake Nyanza in Central Africa. So we're looking at this, and even when you talked about Fort Jesus, that's Kenya. That's over there on the East Coast, because there were five other trades done. You had the Sahara, the Ottomans, the Sahara, the Trans-Sahara, and the Eastern slave trade before you even had an Atlantic slave trade.
That's right, Brother Kwame. Go ahead, buddy. Go ahead. God damn. You said that before you even had one. But then how did they get over here? Okay, let's ask that question. Because are we talking about Pangaea, everybody, when we say they could actually go across? Because I want to put that into the play, too, because I don't want to say that they had to always...
1311.
Yeah, did they have to cross? Do you think they had to cross over? So we all get jokes, because I know how you be on point, but I was about to say, for the sake of the... for giving more. You think Pangaea was done so they could get across, and then something cataclysmic happened because then this ocean, then they learned how to... They had to know that maybe people were over here because of this cataclysmic event, and maybe over time they developed the shipping. How do y'all take that? Should we take it like that, or should we take it the earth was always ocean?
You take it, go back, you talked about Manna Musa.
Mm-hmm.
His brother, in order before he went to the gold track, his brother stepped down from the crown, had them to build 1,000 ships, 2,000 ships, 1,000 for all the physicians and knowledge people and the supplies that they were going to need, and they to the Americas. They came down to the South Americas, came up into the Gulf of Mexico, explored around Florida, all the southern states, and went up the Mississippi River to where it begins at, and then married into the families of the First Nation people. Alma Baraka, look up 1311, the voyage to America. 2,000 ships came here from the continent.
I'm going to say this. It definitely says the Bahamas, to act that, vindicate that subject right there. The Bahamas was a port that's if it comes up, it's at port level, this underground port that's down there. So they definitely were able to know shipping was over here. So I, again, these are not debatable, the subjects sometimes between the great ones. Like y'all, I'm saying to everybody out there, these systems of navigation, let's take it to y'all level. If these systems of navigation are mapping, then something from above had to map out. Because they've mapped out, according to some, these maps the centimeters are so close to the reality of what they see. They said they had to be. So how do we, are we maybe not talking about shipping? Maybe we just go with what brother said earlier. You think they were able to fly over here in a very expeditious way? Because or multiple ships. I know shipping is there, but because some of these ships, they say Khufu, they were saying to us back in the day, Khufu. What's y'all take on? These ships, they got a ship in Egypt now saying that's Khufus and all this other, and they got ships spotted up in Europe and so forth. So the Viking characters and everything that y'all said earlier, I'm going by what y'all said, we get this premise to where y'all at with this. Should we be afraid to confess that the Abyssinian is a very important word to the AME church here in America? Very, very close.
Brother, question.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead. Ask me.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is, You talked about the cathedral. Nowhere else do you see that there are cathedrals and places of worship carved out of one piece of mountain.
Can
you speak to that? They carved out their first cathedrals, and one is in the earth, and it's a cathedral of worship.
Yeah, it sure is. Go ahead.
First of all, Brother Courtney, I got a lot of respect for you, and the information you put out was pretty much very much on point. So I don't find any disagreement with you to begin with. So I respect the information you said. The place you're talking about is Lalibela, and that is we use a laser to cut through each of them, and it's actually 13. It's not really a church. It was a place that we cut out to use conduct for electricity, and we had the obelisk, which is the what you call that, the obelisk. Yeah, the obelisk, the needle, and we generated electricity to travel through each of those like antennas to power up certain things. So that's what Lalibela was for. We carved it out. But what they did do is that when the religion thing came in, they tried to claim certain things, which really not, because they're not the builders of it. I mean, I know by the fact that my book, I explained in detail the Lalibela and how many of them and what's the purpose of it versus when they became religion and started trying to make Christianity fit into the lifestyle of things that already existed that's sitting in place for thousands of years.
Let me ask a question because I want you to clarify that, because I mean, when you say they, because there was no white folks pushing them at this time to do anything. They was pretty much an impenetrable force for up until the modern era. Most of the era beyond that, they nobody was jacking them up. So who forced them into Christianity? Because according to what we've been told by many of our scholars here, Dr. Williams, they all say Ethiopia was the beginning of Christianity. That was Christianity. I don't think they called it Christianity. They was called Coptic, Ethiopic, and they had different wording. Is it possible for you to give us more how that works? Because they say it is. So, and what's your take on that? Because that's what I was
right. Talking. Well, the history of Ethiopian conversion to Christianity. So, if the word conversion before we get to the by who, we got to get to the from what. What were we before we converted? And we were Jewish, and by who was King Azana, who was an Ethiopian, who took in a European woman as a wife and brought in the first pope of this new strange religion, and Permodus, start with an F. No, but I got other names for him.
The philosophers?
But we just keep... No, not the Colossians, but no, he's a pope, a white man, a European that was brought in.
Oh,
yeah,
pope.
I
see him. You said go there. How did that happen?
Now, what this king did under his new mindset, he said, you're going to become Christians, no more this Jewish talk, or we take land, we take everything, and he starts sending soldiers, people start getting killed, so a lot of people start converting to Christianity, and for those of the tribes that didn't, they started calling us Falasha as an insult, but we stayed better as well because we stayed to the commandments, and we ain't gonna change, never have changed. And since the Europeans came in with the Haile Selassie and everything, they created this conversion, this religious beliefs, but it's an insult when they say that Christianity started in Ethiopia.
Okay, so what about the person who, again, in these things, what's that saint that came from Ethiopia? He was very, very, he was brown-skinned, and they say he came from Ethiopia. I can't think of his name at the moment, but he's very well-known in the Christian world. What about these black
Mark
knights?
Well, we have the Black Knight.
Somebody said the name. Did you say the name for me? I didn't hear it.
I was saying Mark, the Apostle Mark.
No, it wasn't Mark. It wasn't Mark. It was, No, yeah, but it wasn't Mark. It was. I'm thinking it's supposed to be this apostle. He missionary. He came out of the. He's well known. It'll come to me in a minute. But okay, let's go with that. This Black Knights thing, because I'm not saying it, but you do got scholars that say that these Black Knights, they went throughout, with the Muslims, and they made castles, like you say, out of stone. They still hold true today. These castles are still carved in stone, even the one in Ethiopia. Now, can you get into those places without problem, or you have to have permission? How does that work? Because they look like they got a high priesthood that will stop you from going to see if the covenant is there. Because, they look like you can't go in there. They got weapons. How do you get somebody to know it's there or not?
You can go visit what they call the churches. The ark is gone at this point in time. That's with the whole Italian war and all that. All that for the ark. Had nothing to do with the Indiana Jones review of that.
Whoever had the ark, today when you watch the History Channel, if you go on any YouTube, you go, the Ethiopian government and acts like they got the Ark of the Covenant. Now, you saying what you saying, but let's go with what they saying over there. How is that look? Is that all pageantry or what? Because, I mean, am I making this up, everybody? How many of y'all seen it? I went on that, not even trying to see it.
Yeah, I saw it. It's a fake out, man.
It could be a fake out. I'm saying, how do we perceive that? Not y'all, but look what they show in the world. I mean, this is a Black nation perpetrating the most highest fraud. How good could that be to pretend you have the ark? That's even more unbelievable. Unless I'm crazy, I'm very nervous if they could pretend to have the Ark of the Covenant, be with the League of Nations, and have all this history, and somehow do not acknowledge like they have it is something very frightening to me. How does that work? That's really deep because they have impeccable history. Never touched by the Europeans. Never touched by the Europeans.
That's just like America talking about they got some gold in Fort Knox. Ain't shit in there. But the Ark of the Covenant, he right, man. It's a weapon, man. It's a laser electrical weapon, man. He right about all the how they did,
got
man.
It.
He right.
I'm not saying nobody's saying they ain't got it. I said that don't mean we have it. See, the question you gotta ask yourself now after we said all these things, if they got it, and I'm agreeing with you, then what they gonna do with it? Don't that come to mind? To ask what the hell they gonna do with it if they got it?
If I was to come across the Ark of the Covenant, I would know what to do with it.
You need to tell us.
It was there. It was physically there. It was physically there. We was moved to one of the 42 islands in Lake Tana. So after the fall of Tedros, it's when the ships took the Ark up because it was no longer safe.
That means that intelligence says that maybe this is where we see all this alien activity because there's no way something could be taken up.
Right.
So y'all better understand what y'all saying with these things because I'm going to bring it out to the light. So basically you saying alien intelligence because man ain't got this type of technology to fight off that type of deadly attack from the United States and Russia and all them. So obviously this is getting beyond. Now, those of you listening now, we ain't trying to make this up. I'm just bringing it out there. I did go to Ancient Aliens. I did see that this is some phenomena out here that they are not trying to tell you. Black people have been said to seeing aliens in space out there as well. And so if this is the case, let's just go with this premise. Why is it then that y'all said gold? Why the world still using gold? Even the white man could never come up with that. There's no way in 400 years the white man could make everybody want to use gold. That's impossible. Is that correct? Is anybody out there dispute?
That's true.
Okay. So obviously we know that this is an ancient phenomenon. Now, if this gold is out there, then who won it? You just heard that the atmosphere would probably be much better if gold was sprayed. But no, they want to spray poison. See, they really want us to live good. That's why I'm telling y'all this, because y'all can see who the fallen angels are, because they in the air right now. They only can fly the way we see them now. So if they in the air flying over you, remember, you, if they was really wanting to help the humanity, they would have had to get real gold in a digest, and it would have been more purifying for the atmosphere. You heard that? Now,
drop on.
What's y'all take on
that? My take on that Ark of the Covenant, I think it's broken down. It's like a puzzle, and there's multiple people holding pieces of that Ark of the Covenant, and that's why it's so much warring, fighting stuff going on, because in order to build the Ark of the Covenant, you got to have all the pieces, and that's what I think, because whatever if it's supposed to be some powerful, and then you just had you just had that guy take that weapon over to Antarctica, supposedly the Creole guy from Russia. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they said it was some type of energy weapon,
right.
But at the same time, you look at the whole situation, I feel it's just like a puzzle, like everybody had to put their piece together, you know what I'm saying, in order for the covenant.
Now, I'm going to say that's a good, I'm going to tell you, right there, based on what we've been studying and everybody been hearing, that makes so much sense, because Pope Creel, who is supposed to be the arch of the anti-pope of the Vatican, is they met in Antarctica, everybody, and they still going. Negotiations are going. Y'all be sending it to me. I'm surprised y'all. I thank you, Brother D, for bringing it up, because y'all, I looked it up like y'all looked it up, and I said, wow, this is amazing. Undercover meeting.
Can I be heard, Drybones?
Huh?
Can I be heard?
Yeah, yes, go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Okay, I didn't know I was in. This is Brother E. Brother Eddie here from Chicago, Numbers Man. Let me get some numbers. Brother D, right on point, bro. I'm going to hit you right at the end. But giving the numbers real quick on the five. Well, five comes to the word cops. That's what we've been talking about. We even turned the five over to the damn monkey. Monkey is 14, which is five. Cop is also 14, family. Joke. The monkey is a joke. Joke is 14 because the monkey always puts you in a trick. Trick-ass bag. Trick is 23, which is the five. Project X that Brother West talks about, Project X is 32, which is 5. Chicago that Brother Derek talked about is the 41st parallel. That's why all eyes are on Chicago with these movies, baby. Again, our brother that we got in, Brother Sean, your last name, Caddy, 14, my brother, you on the 5. You mentioned alien is 14, which is the 5, taking us to Jesus Christ. 59, which is 5 plus 9, 14, which is the 5. And let us not forget all damn human beings, because human being comes to 41, which is the 5. And Brother Bones, you said we ain't nothing but star children, which is 50, baby, the 5. And let's not leave out damn Ethiopians is 41, which is the 5. You keep saying it, man.
I got tingly up in here. You got me tingly. I'm gonna need a drink, man. Keep somebody.
So let me echo with my brother D from St. Louis. I love you, brother, because you was making my skin crawl, because you was right on point when we talk about the Arvin of the Ark of the Covenant. But let's first start off with the gold, family, because we keep talking about the silver and the gold. Well, you, family, are the gold. Gold is 15, which is 6. Human is 15, which is 6. The key to the human, damn it, is your word. Word is 15. That's why they say it's your bond. Bond.
Your word is your bond.
Your word is your bond. That's why
word is your bond.
15, 6, it's gold. See, because you can't take none of this monetary bullshit with you. It's based on your insurance. That's why they also call it insurance bond, where insurance is 33, which is 6, like your word. Your word, this goal, is your insurance. And at the end of the day, we all got a part of the insurance, our word. It's called the Ark of the Covenant that comes to 60. That's your word, baby. Balance your damn word, your ark, which is your insurance that gets you past Judgment Day. At the end of the day, Judgment Day is also 6, family. What you getting judged on? some shit you buying from somebody else that they got you tricked on, or you're getting into the balance of pure word.
Yeah, that's you.
Right now, as we speak, it's Judgment Day for everybody. All while we living, you know, it ain't for when you go. It's for while you living. It's for when you look over your shoulder.
Your word, my brother.
Yes, your word.
Now, that's what you're about. Now, that's another thing. I tell y'all, so many things mean so many things to different people. Now, no way you could say that's what he just said was wrong. So that it's looked upon that courthouse, that's a judgment house too when you go there. When you sign over your rights, you sign over everything, you know, that's by consent. They know what they're doing, and that's why they put your hand on the Bible when you go into court, because you lost that seed. So we gonna keep it moving now. Now, hold on. We got 10 minutes before we get totally off. If you got a lot of noise, I say mute yourself. Don't take yourself off. Just mute yourself. If you're driving around talking, mute yourself. We ain't gonna take you off. You might hear something that might bring some energy to the table. So all I'm gonna say right now is those of you getting ready to get it, we're gonna say to you, I appreciate y'all listening. We just gotta do one thing. We gotta do an intro out, because what happens is those of you on the internet who are listening, get some knowledge right quick before you get out of here.
Here we are. This one right here is for the people.
Egyptian mummies on a flag or a moon, and can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youth, cause it's not like the future depends on it. But there's the animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee them a make big money. This is how the media pillages on TV, the picture is savages and villages, and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids, stereotyping the image of the images, and this is what the image is. You buy a car, keep on stand, all of a sudden you are there in Indiana Jones. And I keep all the gold and keep all the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzis I've ever seen and I've ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see, and that's all I will ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like we'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them are gonna flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic climate where them feet can defeat and them could have never clone. A spiritual DNA that prints in my soul, and I will forever own, Lord.
Yeah. Sabali. That's patience. That's what the old folks told me. Can you get with that? Discovering the world before this world. A world buried in time. Uncovered with rhymes. It's no realer.
We born not knowing, are we born knowing all? We growing wiser, are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was flat, if you went too far, you would fall off. Now the earth is round, if the shape changed again, everybody would have thought lost. The average man can't prove of most of the things that he chooses to speak of. And still run research and find out the roots of the truth that they seek of. Scholars teach in universities and claim that they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze, and that's when their nose starts running. And the rich get fixed up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with the wet mud. Can they reach
sirens? Can you read stars? Can you make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk cows, even though you drive cars? Can you survive against all odds now?
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers. People that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. We patient for now. Who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it and try it, no matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we consuming. Eating, deleting, ruining. Trying to get paper. Gotta have land, gotta have acres. So I can sit back like Jack Nicholson, watch niggas play the game like the Lakers. In a world full of 52 fakers, gypsies, seances, mystical prayers. You superstitious, throw salt over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz like somebody got a doll of me. Sticking needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes it's like part of me, but I got a real big spirit. I'm fearless. Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. Like a military soldier, since 7 years old, I held real dead bodies in my arms, felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Dang.
We back. We had to let y'all hear that. For those of you who have jumped off, we understand time is a very precious commodity. Yes, we are back. You know, once we pass one, it's after hours. Yes.
Hey, I want to say one quick thing. See, what done happened? See, we got an age gap. The gap where the break in the chain, where you got the elders and these youngsters. See, that's why we are off balance, because we don't have that flow with family and, you know, from life, from when you have a child, you raise it up and it get all your good information on what living is and what life is. And see, that's that gap, and that's why we have so many problems as a nation. We don't have that full
that's real
flow.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. So you know, the youngsters into the old heads scared of the youngsters. The youngsters know everything,
so
but don't
on,
know
but
shit.
Is that correct? Hold on. Let's go with that, because that's what the microorganisms have to do. We have to fight whatever the virus or whatever the K is to keep living. So if And I wrote this a long time ago that the lice is going to be the children. That's one of the plagues of Egypt, which is allegorical but somewhat reality as well. Now, we don't have a microcosm. I mean, our own household is chaos. That's the first thing I was taught. If you got a chaotic household, how are you going to even realize that you coming in and out of chaos? That's why that matrix shit was so deep, because you got to have a refuge place. Okay, so if we always in constant chaos, which I'm asking you that from what you just said, the disconnect started where, okay, family became less family now. And you know who more family? I'm going to say this. Who know who more family than us, who I remember when growing up? The new immigrants, the new niggas.
One more thing, Rob Bones. See, the thing is, see, these children think their mind is theirs. Your mind is your mother's and your father's and your family mind, because came from their thoughts.
Not no more. It's the state's fault, because the phone.
The child thinks their mind is their own.
Hold on. I got you next. The phone, and y'all tell me if y'all think the phone is their mama and papa's, because that's what they watch, and they will fight you over in some households, not all households, but it's growing every day. Go ahead, you next, bro. Miami, go ahead.
Yeah, but what we were talking about, the Ark of the Covenant. And a covenant means to bring together a contract or to come together. And that's mm-hmm. what he's speaking on in the old heads and the young ones, because we've got an artificial intelligence trying to override the divine intelligence, which is the Ark, of the Milky Way. Mm-hmm. That's what's over this planet and our solar system. We are part of that Ark. And what we have to do is come back to a covenant of unifying human beings, because these are not humanist things that are being done to people. And what we're doing is we're allowing someone to give us artificial intelligence and being able to come away from ourselves. That's why you live in an urban area, because you're banned from your mother nature.
But you was on a lot earlier. I want to make sure you, because you're saying opposition to when we said is everybody okay, being that virtual reality may be the new gods. And a lot of people say, that would that be considered the new resurrection? And most people say, yeah. So I'm saying what you're saying, basically, we're allowing this new consciousness to come against that which is
the 42 that you spoke about, the 42 jurisdictions that was part of what policing became.
Right.
See, we got to go back and look at, there were 42 laws created by a woman called Mayotte, the 42 laws. Laws are individual laws that we all should know. It says, I have not committed adultery.
It's
I have not killed.
Yep.
I have not stolen. And when you acknowledge yourself to thy own self be true, then you don't police, because you know you're right and you're wrong. And you're born with that. And so the part for us is reconnecting back to ourselves, to thy own self be true.
Now, I think
I'm
going to
say it
again,
man.
Go ahead, somebody. Go ahead.
That's your protection. That's your shield.
You cannot prove a negative, man. I keep trying to tell y'all, you can't prove a negative. But you're right, man, about CERN. They open up all kinds of dimensions, man. Okay, even extraterrestrials. Y'all know what that means? Extra means more. Terrestrial means land. More land. That's as simple as it is. More land. Extraterrestrial.
They ain't making no more land on this planet. And that's why
something? Yeah, go ahead, sis. You say something, finally. We'll get you in there. Go ahead.
Okay, so you got to remember, there's land beyond the walls that they've been trying to go over there, or if they haven't already went over there and caused war and things like that. There's other lands beyond the wall that they have encountered.
Right.
They found all the old maps that
they
had hidden. They found all the old maps that they had hidden, stating that there's other land across the wall, and they know it. So that's what all they've been trying to get is that land. It's more resources. That's extraterrestrial. That's the extra people.
Hold on, because I want to go with you next. Brother Miami, unless you come in a minute, I heard you once. Now, I want everybody listening to this who may be staying online. Y'all say, they sounded crazy. Nah, y'all just don't look up. See, y'all looking so much of the fake news. When people go out the way like these people do on the dry bone, to tell y'all, believe me, it's real. They have said it. They looking for some stuff. I told you, I said the maps. They found these maps. They found all kind of stuff. And y'all might be onto something, but when he said the part, because it is a war. They thought it was in Babylon. Now, I'm going to bring up. And y'all remember, sister, y'all told us to watch the movie, The Settlement, where they came and made these settlements. They're only showing their history through another light, like y'all just all said. So basically, we're not saying what we experience is bad, but when the true creation story come out, they say we all gonna be taken by storm, by you know, like a thief in the night, how deep this is to come to us. Now, is this some type of hypnotic thing? Let me ask y'all, because if you telling me that, and all y'all saying is, we was able to talk to animals, that was one of the first things Sean Kelly's uncle, all y'all read said the same thing, we'll be able to, Brother West been saying it forever, vibration. So we already have history that y'all got this, that this exists. This ain't no more fake. By them coming through Enoch, he said all the gods of Enoch actually is Superman's homeland in allegory. Because remember, Uriel, they all escaped. They couldn't escape their atmosphere. They came into the Earth atmosphere. That's the Enoch story, and they made through America. So let me ask y'all, they've been telling us for years and faking us out for years that something's coming. Would we be ready for
can
it? I'm going to give the, if you don't say something, like I said to brother, I'm going to let Jeff, you next, brother. Brother G, are you out there? I think you wanted to say something, but I heard your voice, but I don't know if you're still on the line. Brother G.
No.
the brother Sean Kennedy.
I'm listening, but I will chime in once.
Okay, yeah. I got you. Brother Sean, go ahead. Brother Caddy, go ahead. Okay, Brother Caddy, I get you next. Brother Caddy, go ahead.
Okay, in 1997, I wrote my first book, and the title changed, but the title now is Nine Eyes, Nine Deceiving Faces, Ninth Hour Testimony of Caressa Amun M. Caddy, Nine Mecca Chicago, The Wrath of Carter Singh, and The Angelic Wars. Now, is that a little bit longer for a title, or is that pretty much an event that I put out because everything is manifesting, and I go into the Crystal City, I go into the inner world and what's there. I want to remove from that flat earth thing. Let me just dispel that. For one, we're dealing with idiots who have no control, no domination on this planet, who are putting this information out. They're going to Antarctica because there are some of the disagreeable fallen angels. But when the fallen angels came to Earth, half of them turned white. They lost their possession. Some were black. Some had stayed black with blue eyes. Some were what you look at as a Hindu people today, straight hair, 6 feet of hair, dark complexion.
That's like Malachi York had a book like that. Because I used to be into same type of stuff, saying that they was gonna do these, and he actually had that. He was actually listening to Inky too. I didn't know that. Because, you know, you don't be knowing who people listen to until you find out what happened. And then you say, wow. So him following that same premise. Now, if these people, now remember now, the part we ain't said today, and I'm going to say now because we have the hours. The Inky story, they were slaves. The Akanaki wanted them, and the Akanaki got Yahweh name in them in it as well. It's a DNA thing. I found that through Israel. I look at Israel stuff a lot. I'm going to let y'all know y'all. Because it's impossible for me to want to say how the Israel could be able to convince the Ethiopians. That's what I want to know. And when I come out with the new thesis, it's going to be unbelievable. Because I'm like, how did Israel, you got to ask yourself, everybody, this is out of line. Don't you find it strange that a group that has no affiliation is able to convince people that this ancient African group is connected to them? How many of them think that's unbelievable, just by yeah or nay? Yeah, you think it's not unbelievable, or yeah, you think it's unbelievable. Which one is it?
Well, it's unbelievable, but I'll let them talk.
I want to get everybody, we have the hours now. We got to get everybody out there. Do you think it's unbelievable that a group of white people from the Slavic area of the earth is able to convince a group in a subterranean area of the earth, Ethiopia, way away, and convince them that they got the same DNA to be connected? Now, I want somebody to help me. We're going to talk about what's going on in our reality right now. How's that story even be able to be believed? Somebody got to tell me. Not you.
Okay.
I want to hear from other people. Because you're going to tell me, I want to hear how they, do you find that unbelievable? Think about it.
Hey, Dry Bones, I find it somewhat believable because.
Dry Bones?
No, okay. Thank you. Now, tell me why you find it, because we have the hours. We ain't going to play today. Tell me why you find it believable that a group of white people from over in Slovenia and Czechoslovakia area, who are really where they came from, the Khazar, how could they finally connect themselves to a group of Africans in Ethiopia? And go ahead, you first.
Well, hey, drive on.
That's what the DNA. Come on, Brother D talking. I ain't asking you. I gave you a chance, Brother D. We have the hour. Brother D, give me your meaning about it.
It's believable because you know how you got your that one long-lost uncle that people be happy that he left? or you've been long lost family members.
That's a good,
that they say, man, I don't ever want to see him no more. And see, look, that's what happens. It's all family, and that's just a way because they had to get the real inside information to even know how to even get the right word to even knock at the door. You know what I'm saying? To even come back
So you only one took it. See, you took what I said earlier. It started in the house, and you actually see how you said it. He a lost uncle, bro. You masterful. He a lost uncle. Y'all know we got some uncles. We will don't be wanting to see you. Hey, down. Let's go with that. As long as uncle come back, we bring him back into the, whatever the family, and he got the craft obviously because I mean. Now, let's go in American politics. We got everybody in America who in a high level of government, Kazar. So should we be looking for a bonus because we connected to Ethiopia? Or should we be wondering how these Kazars that's in all of government in America right now, how that's going to work? How do y'all look at that now? Because we got to add layers to our reality. That's how it's called virtual. Let's add that layer. Go ahead. You first. I'll let you go, Brother Kevin.
Everything is self-planted, right? But let's say for the record, we as Beta Israel, we have no love, no tolerance, and we have no affiliation with them as being the same. Matter of fact, the chief Kohen, the high priest of the Ethiopian, the Jewish community, when they went there, he had armed guards with the Torah and the Quran.
And the Quran. Right. There you go.
Israel government. And you know what the problem is today over there? Is that the Ethiopians have a problem with the Khazars keep trying to change up the scriptures. They keep changing.
Now.
Keep trying to modifying. And so they treating us like shit over there.
Now, right. Now, hold on. See, now you talk. But hold on. You talk about the sex. See, we talking about sex now. I mean, not sex. S-E-C-T. Sex, like we were. See, the sect that's over there, I looked it up like you. See, I looked some stuff up. We got people look up stuff all day long. Obviously, they've been treating the philosophers bad. They've been treated. Whitney Houston went over there with Bobby Brown as Hebrew Israelites. Ben-Ami Carter, they got them regimented. They won't take. They still segregated. Now I'm trying to figure this out. Now this is reality 101. This is. I'm not making this up. This is their own words telling us. Now, right now they're getting rid of like you just said, the Ethiopians who actually come from Ethiopia. Is having a hard time in Israel, some of them.
Yeah, they sterilizing the women and all that, man.